NARIC is your record industry knowledge network.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. My name is Tess Taylor. I'm the president of the National Association of Record Industry Professionals. I'm delighted to have you with us here this evening. A pitch session with Damon Sharp, hit producer-songwriter. Before I introduce Damon, a quick word about NARIC for those of you who are here for the first time, which is a couple of you. Once the music has been made, then what? Then NARIC. That's what we do. We are Trade Association of Record Industry Professionals, and we are the leading record industry organization for career development, education, and access in this business. We're based here in Los Angeles. We have 9 chapters around the country, including in London, and we have a mentor network, a job bank, and search services for our members. We've managed to get tons of great people jobs and help companies find great people. So we have an online store where you can purchase audio recordings of past NARIC programs like these. My goal is to have everything video online streamed on demand by the end of this year. You can hold me to it. All right. You can find form agreements, sample marketing plans, and other resources online. We invite you to join NARIC if you haven't already done so. And, of course, attend future events, all of which are always listed at NARIC.com. So please follow us, like us, love us. You can see our Twitter handles, Damon Sharp. Joe, I know you're a master Twitterer, so say something really nice about Damon, okay? Damon Sharp, D-A-M-O-N-S-H-A-R-P-E. That is his Twitter handle. We are, of course, at NARIC, and the official hashtag is NARIC Sessions. So, upcoming events, we have tons and tons and tons and tons and tons. We have Gary Calamar, Andrew Von Forster, and Heather Kramer, who are going to be doing more sessions for us. All three of them have done many sessions for NARIC, and all three of them have placed quite a number of tracks. So they're great people. They're open to this. They love it. They love new music. And it doesn't hurt that I drag them around to Paris, London, and Berlin. They love that, too. We also have Heather Gibert, who's going to be a first-time music supervisor guest for us in a couple of weeks. She is a former associate of PJ Bloom at Neophonic. She now has her own shop, and she's looking for music for 3 or 4 of her shows, which is fabulous. Next week, for the first time, we have a pitch session with a very, very great artist manager, Jordan Berliant, whom I had as a guest for a private client of mine, the Danish Songwriters Guild, and I was just blown away by how much he helped each one of the Danish songwriters in that group. He introduced them literally to the head of Warner Music Publishing, Warner Music International, Warner Chapel Publishing. He put them in touch with agents. He brought them in for meetings to his own office. He did really actual good, concrete, and excellent things for these people. So when we have guests who recognize your talent and who are able to do something about it, I think that's a win-win for everybody. So I'm delighted to have him here next week on Tuesday. You can get all the details you need at NARIC.com. So I think you're all aware of the success of these sessions. We've had over 500 placements to date, and that's only one of the successes. In my opinion, the better success is when you get a call from a music supervisor or a person at a film company who says, look, we need a theme for this upcoming project. Could you put something together? That's the call that you want to get. And that's what these sessions have enabled, because when people hear your talent and see that you can deliver, then you're going to get on their A-list. So we're going to talk to Damon about how to get on and stay on his list. So you can join NARIC 1 month free. I think most of you are already members. There's plenty of benefits. Have a look at the brochures or online. I want to thank SAE Institute for enabling us to put on so many events here, and Kevin McCarty, the wonderful director here of the campus. Hooray for you. Thank you for enabling us to be here. Big thanks to Irene Capone, who does so much to wrangle all of your music and your photos. Yes, which is no small task. So, and also Jason Bond for assisting tonight. Thank you, Jason. So we're going to start with just a few quick questions for Damon, then we're going to get to listening, all right, and feedback. So a few of you are here for the first time, and it'll be pretty self-explanatory. I hope that while you are obviously most interested in hearing his feedback to your material, that you can listen carefully to what he says about everybody's material, because there's a lot to be learned from his likes, his dislikes, and there's, you know, all kinds of things that you can pick up that you may be able to apply to your own work. Hello, Moshe. Hello. 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 All right. So, producer-songwriter Damon Sharp. You know his credits or you wouldn't be here. He's contributed to the success of albums that have sold almost 40 million copies. He's originally from Cleveland, Ohio. He relocated here to Los Angeles as a teen, where he made a name for himself not only in music but in dance and in theater. He's had loads of success, was signed to Sony Records by Tommy Mottola, danced in Madonna's Like a Prayer Pepsi commercial, and has appeared in over 30 national commercials as a teen, guest starring in television shows like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, General Hospital, Days of Our Lives, and many, many more. He went on to become a songwriter. His focus paid off. He began his success streak with Jennifer Lopez, the ASCAP award-winning number one worldwide smash hit, Love Don't Cost a Thing, and has gone on to contribute hits to Ariana Grande, Alesso, Kelly Rowland, Kylie Minogue, and many, many more. That's just the tip of the iceberg with young Damon. I met him recently at a conference in Denmark. I was so impressed by his work ethic and his attitude that I insisted that he come do one of these sessions for us, and I'm thankful that he agreed. Please join me in welcome Damon Sharp. So, Damon, when I invited you, it was as a producer-songwriter, and lo and behold, we have this wonderful bonus that you're actually music supervising a film.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that film, because the description that we got was pretty vague, if you can.
Yeah, we haven't gotten into production yet,
okay.
But basically it's a coming-of-age film. Very much based around influencers and the social media age. We've got about 18 cues that we need for the film all over the map. Some are for prom scenes. Some are for when the fish out of water main lead pulls into town. So it needs to be something with a lot of energy that you wouldn't expect in like a Nebraska kind of town. We've got kind of some what I would call knockoff songs. So we need something that kind of sounds like a 90s Pearl Jam kind of vibe. Some sound-alike things.
Does it have a music budget yet?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Is it large?
Medium.
Okay.
Medium.
Okay.
Yeah, no, just being honest. Because I've had things as a songwriter and producer placed in big films, so
okay.
I consider those like,
okay.
You know, there's good, there's medium, and there's the wow budget, and it's somewhere in the middle.
We'll work with you on that. Okay,
okay.
Good. But thank you. So we've got a couple of publishers here tonight who are going to be pitching specifically for that and a
okay.
few others. We've asked everyone here to, you know, give us their goals and what it is exactly they're hoping to get out of the session, because everybody has a different objective here. But I think what we really want is to know how to get on your A-list and stay on it, to co-write with you, to work with you as a client producer, for you to produce our material. You're going to hear a bunch of stuff tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What's, you know, other than hit potential, I mean, is that it?
I mean, it's you know, it's a tricky question, right? It's not just, to me, it's not just about a hit. It's about finding potential, right?
Mm-hmm.
In whatever that idea is. It could be the basic chords. It could be a melody. It could be somebody's amazing with concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, at the end of the day, too, it's also about somebody that has an amazing work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
So if I see any
Which
sort
you
of...
Which have.
I mean, I feel like I do. I feel like I've always felt like I'm like a jack of all trades, master of none.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my work ethic kind of puts me above.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a decently talented guy, but because I work my ass off, I feel like that's why I get in a lot of doors.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice and you look at a lot of successful people, sometimes that's the case. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's very rare that there's a Beyonce or a Justin Timberlake who actually has the talent and has the work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually it's more like a Madonna who we're like, yeah, she's cool, but her work ethic is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, you look at those kind of people, and I think that's what, for me, those are the kind of like-minded people that I like to work with. People
right.
that work their asses off, that, you know, will constantly be sending ideas. And, you know, for me, it's like I wear a lot of different hats. So in some
mm-hmm.
things I'm music supervising, some things I'm producing, some things I'm just writing. I've had multiple artists signed to labels that I've developed, and I have two now that I'm in the process of developing.
Now, you have two labels that you're developing, or two artists?
No, two artists that
okay.
I'm developing.
Because you
developed.
Mentioned in an email signed to me, to you. So do you have a production
right,
company?
Right, I have a production company.
Okay.
And I've, like I said, I've had four different artists signed to majors, one to Universal, one to Warner Chappell.
Via your production company?
Via my production
okay.
company. So it's kind of a label, but kind of not. I mean, as you know, most of the successful artists, the Biebers, the Rihannas,
mm-hmm.
they're all through a middleman. You know,
okay.
a production company who grooms the talent, puts them together, initially gets the initial packet. I mean,
and
Jason
brings,
Derulo, all of them.
And brings the finished product
and then you
to
bring
a major
it to the label.
Okay.
Especially nowadays more than ever, the labels really, unfortunately, aren't signing people direct that much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They want the guesswork taken out. They want to know what your look is, what your sound is. They want traction. They want to know what your
mm-hmm.
viral numbers are. They want to know if you have a platform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to take all that guesswork out, and that's what I try to do at this point.
Okay. Good, good, good. So let's go straight to some listening, and I'll ask you a few questions as we go through.
Okay,
now,
awesome.
I've had a couple special requests about people going first, last, et cetera.
Okay.
So just remind me, if you guys with your special requests, the only thing I remember is that you have a dog at home who needs you, so you need to go.
Can't see.
Okay.
Oh,
right.
No.
So, my dear, is it Aradia? Okay.
So you want to start with her?
I used to say Aradia, and then she
That's
didn't.
Okay.
She, well, you didn't
oh,
correct.
You were there first,
you
not here, but I just
you didn't
find
correct
you on
me
here.
For years, and now I'm worried
I
that
I'm.
I
see the way Americans say it. Aradia is actually the correct name.
Aradia. Okay.
So, there you go.
So on page 7, nice. Darling Aradia. Okay. Miss Artiste. She's a Los Angeles-based electropop artist with a sound that blends pop and EDM. She makes all of her own clothes. She makes some crazy, crazy stuff, and her design is outstanding. So she's got some wild. And crazy songs. I've given you a few factoids for each person here. Her performance experience, her touring, radio, syncs, and placements.
Nice.
YouTube views. She's got almost 90,000 views for one of her songs, which is good. And she's been featured on Music Connection's Hot Unsigned Live 100 Artists of 2014 and 2015. Congratulations, Dawn.
Nice.
So what are we going to hear first from you?
Slow Your Roll was the first one.
Okay.
So I have a really dark one, and then I have a more lighthearted hip-hop one from the film. And really, I wasn't sure which one you needed more of.
Okay.
Dark or
light? Dark, angry, like, angry chick song.
Probably not dark and angry.
Okay.
I mean, it's very tween. It's very influencer,
Tweeny.
17 and 19-year-olds, most of the cast. Majority of the cast.
Slow Your Roll was the right choice, though.
Okay, so I see that there.
Okay. So just
and then I can just double click that, right?
Yep.
And I'll probably go like verse pre hook on each one, just so
do
everybody gets to get heard.
I think you need to double click.
Oh, I think I did. Maybe I'm too. There we go.
There we are.
I tried it too fast.
Voila.
Nice. So it's got some hooky elements to it. I'm just looking at some of your similar artists like Ellie Goulding, Lily Allen, Santa Gold. Like, obviously, those are all great artists. I wonder just from a production standpoint, if you could challenge some of the sounds in the production. They felt a little stock. I think if you just take some time and like really beef, you know, kind of look at those drums, make them a little quirkier, even some of the synth sounds, even this, the treatment on your vocal, I'd love to hear it. I think it sounds good, but I think it'd be cool if maybe verb it out a little more or put like some sort of a cool distortion or something just to kind of make it cut a little more.
Yeah.
Because it feels, I like it, it's hooky, but it's missing a little extra like fairy dust, if that makes sense.
Yes, actually, that's why I wanted to come specifically to this session because I moved to LA specifically to find a producer who
would
do the fairy dust.
There you go.
Perhaps you. I do all my own instrumentation and all of that, and I've worked with a lot of different people, but I have not found someone who like gets the sound and
doesn't
come in and like totally change it.
Right.
But knows how to polish it to a high commercial shine. So that's what I'm looking for.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Thanks for the feedback.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Let's hear the next one.
So the next one is kind of like a new wave. I think it fits the tween vibe pretty well. Mm-hmm. It's called Today.
So these two tracks are for the film?
These are, thank you for clarifying.
Okay.
And then the next two are for either artists of yours or the film.
Awesome.
Okay, the next one is what?
Today,
right?
Got it.
Okay.
This is the one that had all the hits on the video.
Okay, nice. Yeah, I feel like that one feels a little more sync friendly to me, to be honest with you. It just feels, it almost has like a little bit of an 80s retro kind of throwback thing, like instrumentation wise reminds me of like The Cure or something.
Yeah.
And the melodies feel, you know, friendly and cool. Yeah, I mean, it almost feels like you can, it's like, it could be like a montage sequence, someone's driving and you hear it as they're driving down the highway or something, you know, it's like a cool driving kind of a song.
Cool.
For a large fee, it can be yours.
I also have an updated mix of that one that I reproduced myself, where on that little breakdown, as an example, I stacked like a whole bunch of harmonies on the vocals, and it's just like more polished.
And it just feels a little more unique to me than the first. Not that the first one doesn't feel. The first one just feels a little, I don't want to say generic, but that's why I said you need to dig in and make it. That feels a little more signature, and it feels like
awesome.
You know, something that kind of stands
out. Is that possibly usable for your film?
Possibly. Potentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. More signature. Excellent.
Cool. Thanks. So the next one.
Hold on one second. Aradia, we're probably only going to get to three per person. We are sold out, by the way. We're packed to the gills. So, I mean, if we can listen super fast, but count on three.
Okay. So I have one that is not fully produced.
Okay.
I mean, all the instrumentation, everything is there, but it's not a final mix. That's like rhythmic pop, I guess, kind of tropical house for maybe one of your artists. And the other one is like super club scene.
Well, what do you feel? What do you feel is a stronger song personally for you? Like, what do you feel?
I think they're about equal. They're so different. One is like upbeat, and one is more mellow. Like one is like super pop, like Kesha-esque. Kind of thing. So I'm sorry that I'm not being very.
Let's hear the darker one. I kind of want to hear the cooler, darker one then.
Okay, so Become One then. This is the one that's not a final mix.
Okay, that's all right, though.
So not the super Kesha-ish.
Yeah, we'll get the vibe. We'll
go. Cool.
Let's see. So Become One, is that what
you
said?
Mm-hmm.
There it is. So I actually like a lot of the melodies on that. I feel like maybe you could, and I even like the track, I just feel like you could challenge the lyric a little bit.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I mean, I like the concept, the Become One concept, but I just feel like we've heard so many songs with dance and things like that in there. If you just could just challenge it a little bit and just make it a little quirkier. Because like I said, especially when I look at your influences, like they all do kind of take a, I feel like you could, if you just find the right person to collaborate with, then you'll be right where you need to be. Do you know what I'm saying? Like the potential is there. Like you said, if you can find a sonic partner who gets what you do and you guys get each other, then I think you can take it up a notch. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I wrote that song for another artist who's a belly dancer.
Okay.
And so that was why, like, she's not a musician or anything.
Right. Oh, gotcha. Hence the dancer.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
It's funny that you say that. It really resonates because when I wrote it, I was like, I was not, like, in love with the chorus part.
Yeah.
Totally happy to change it if she's not going to use
it. Nice.
So
okay.
I appreciate
awesome.
That.
Okay, so we want a producer for you. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, Roddy. We'll work on that. Okay.
And songwriting collaboration and all that.
Nice.
Okay.
Magical goodness.
Good. Okay. And by the way, that special person might be in this room. There's a lot of great people here today. So thank you, Ms. Aradia. All right, so stick around as long as you can. And we'll hold the applause until later. I mean, not that we all don't deserve it, but just in the interest of time. So we're going to go to the east and work our way west. Actually, I don't know who's in a worse time zone, James or Jessica. Jessica, what time is it in Australia?
Oh, wow.
Are you there, darling? Where is she? Hello.
Oh, there she is. Yeah. Is that her?
I am.
Hi. What time Hello. Is it there? Some horrible...
It's 12:30 in the afternoon.
Oh,
right. Oh,
it's
nice.
It's not so bad. I was we might just gonna click off from you. No.
You
we,
can wait. No, I'm just kidding.
We'll stick with Jessica.
Just kidding.
So Jessica is a dynamic young publisher. She runs a licensing house in Australia. Where exactly in Australia are you, Jessica?
We're based in Canberra, which is three hours south of Sydney.
Okay, so near Sydney.
Sydney.
Okay, very good. And she's been getting some very good feedback from our sessions.
Nice.
I'm hoping that things with Jordan continue to go well, Jessica, one of our recent pitch sessions.
Nice.
So they've had tons of placements already. They do custom productions. She is on top of her metadata. Like you wouldn't believe, and they help their customers with everything from, you know, finding the right piece of music to creating custom music, and she herself, she's on page 10, okay. Jessica Holnick, all right? So 66 music, and I think you're pitching mostly for the film, is that right, Jessica?
Correct, but we have one concept which I'd love to get Damon's feedback
okay.
on
right.
and even pitch to potentially one of your artists.
Okay,
awesome.
Excellent.
Awesome.
What are we going to hear first, my dear?
The first one is called God Only Knows. It's by a singer-songwriter called David French, and it was actually in the top 40 ARIA charts in 2003.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
It's got a really cool kind of indie rock vibe, which I think could work really well. I don't know what the film's about, but for like a montage kind of sequence.
Okay,
okay,
cool.
Great.
What's this one called?
God Only Knows.
God Only Knows.
God Only Knows.
There it is. Nice. Uh-oh.
Into the kitchen, and I never noticed.
Yeah, very cool. That almost has a kind of an 80s throwback kind of vibe to me too. It makes me like think of John Waite Missing You or something. Do you remember that record?
Yeah, that's a great record.
I don't know why it gives me like feelings of that. I have to think if there's somewhere that it fits, but it's definitely a very sync friendly kind of a song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's emotive, so that's always good. And I like his tone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Cool.
Very sync friendly. Okay. Now,
can I ask if the film is that based in the 80s or is it based?
No, it's actually in it now, but it's
okay.
It's very. I'm blanking on his name. John Hughes. It's very John Hughes in the way that it's going to be shot.
Okay.
So it's kind of like bringing back that coming of age movies, like you know the high school kind of Can't Buy Me Love with Patrick Dempsey, Kiss 16 Candles, Thank You, Breakfast Club, that kind of energy, but in 2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
I have a question for you because you're going to be hearing so much music tonight, Damon.
Mm-hmm.
How do you remember what you heard?
Well, you're going to give me these, aren't you?
I am. I'm
going to
give
so
you,
review,
but
yeah.
Just in general, you know, you're going to have this to take with you, the notes.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have everybody's contact information, and I'm going to get you a folder of everything you've heard tonight. But just, you know, you're sitting in a room or having a meeting or in a session 2 months from now. How does your mind recall what you heard from someone in this session? Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel like things that really stand out to me and resonate,
okay,
I won't forget.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They'll stick in my brain.
All right.
Yeah.
Just wondering.
Yeah.
All right. So what's next, Jessica?
The next one's called Party Life. It's kind of a cross between LMFAO and Macklemore. It's kind of got that driving electro sound with a really tight rap vocal over the top. And I thought that could be cool. If you have a prom scene, if you have like a DJ playing, or even open to having it reworked with a couple of your DJs if you like the vibe of it.
Okay, awesome. So that's Party Life, correct?
Yep.
Okay, let's hear that. Yeah, cool. I like the energy. Yeah, that like you said, that would be great for like a prom scene or like even getting ready to go out. Like everybody's kind of getting ready to for the party to happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's even a montage scene. I don't know if lyrically if it's what it needs to be for one of the scenes. There's a scene where one of the main characters becomes like insta famous and gets virally overnight, starts getting a ton of followers and everything.
Okay,
so
cool.
Maybe something in that direction could work for that. But it would have to be different lyrics, probably.
Okay.
But
we could very well.
Interesting.
I was about to offer you that Jessica will rework this.
Okay.
She'll rework anything. She's great.
Nice.
And she's fast.
There you go. We like that.
Yes, we do. All right. New lyrics.
All right, awesome.
So maybe think of something coming at what? Viral main character goes famous. Come up with something great, Jessica.
No worries.
Yeah. She'll do it, too.
On it.
All right. What's your next song for us?
The next one is is an urban pop concept, and it's called Urban Pop Concepts. The best way I could describe it in terms of a sound alike was Flume kind of meets Crouching Tiger.
You Australians love your Flume, don't you? Last time I was there in Sydney, everybody was like, Flume, we love Flume. I know that's a horrible Australian. That was more of an English accent.
Okay.
But
that's all right.
I try.
Okay.
That's all right.
No, let's check it out. That sounds cool.
Okay. So,
let's hear.
She's got her little markers, yeah.
I like that. Yeah, I actually do a lot of I do a lot of EDM collaborations. So I've worked with like Alesso and Dubs and Thomas Gold, Ferry Corsten, and a bunch of people. I mean, that potentially could be something that it could maybe be a collaboration. I have to live with it again and listen a few more times, but it's a cool, there's something cool about it. I like the Asian theme kind of mixed in with the Flume-ish kind of production. It's cool. It's different.
Yeah, and we kept the pentatonic scale going through when you kind of got that aggressive synth.
Okay.
No, it's cool, yeah.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, very cool.
Good, good, good. So awesome. You'll call her and let her know if it's something you want to work with. Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions, Jessica?
Yeah, collaborate. Just if you're open to collaboration, I'd love to, I guess, keep a dialogue open and keep sending you some stuff and get some feedback and see if we can hook something up.
Okay, perfect.
Fabulous. And
yeah,
she's
absolutely.
She's got lots of sources there in Australia. So stay with us, Jessica. And if you have a question, any of you guys online, just wave, all right? Wave.
Okay.
Otherwise, I won't see you. All right? Stay with us, my dear. Say hi to your baby.
Thank you.
Okay.
I will. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Houston. Are you there, Houston? James.
Houston, we've got a problem.
Houston, we don't have too much of a problem, but yeah. Are you there, James?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, excellent. Let's see, where are you? Is that you?
Can you hear me?
The Fist. Okay. Yes, I can hear you.
That's James, right?
Okay, yes. James, Rebel, let's see. Sorry, I'm looking.
Found it. Rebel America.
Rebel America, page 9.
Awesome.
Okay. So, James nails every brief. So
nice.
Don't let me down now, James. All right. He's got a publishing company, licensing house in Houston, Texas.
Okay, nice.
And they both create and acquire songs and have been doing really, really well. He really knows how to read a brief. And I think every single session we've pitched at, people have been amazed at how you nail it, James. So you're pitching primarily for the film. Is that it?
That's right.
All right.
Number one for me.
Okay, awesome. So what are we going to hear first?
Second Star on the Right.
All right.
Second Star on the Right, got it. I see two versions. Is that are they the same?
That's an instrumental and a vocal.
Ah, okay, so the one that says Rich Coast is probably the right one, right? One says NA, so I'm assuming that's probably the instrumental.
I can, let me.
It's gotta be this one.
Probably. Yeah, let's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, very cool. Obviously, like, super sync friendly. I mean, especially that little chant. The chant is obviously, for me, that, like, is the money part that you're going to want to hear in, like, a commercial or a TV mm-hmm. show or a film. Initially, I can't hear where it would fit initially, but not saying that it wouldn't. But I love that. I love that chant. That chant is really hooky.
Have you pitched this for advertising, James?
All the time.
All the time. Okay. All right. Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I love it. It reminds me of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Yes, yeah. Yeah, doesn't
nice.
It? Nice. Yeah. Okay. Any cool. Any other thoughts on that, Damon?
No. I mean, like okay. I said, I love the vibe of it. It's okay. great. The chant is really cool and
okay.
hooky.
If you hear of a large commercial that needs
there,
a chant,
exactly, yeah.
let us know.
Yeah.
Car commercial.
That's very English. Very Smiths.
Mm.
Yeah. Right on the money.
Mm-hmm. A little Morrissey action going there.
Very good. All right. Nice. Any questions, James, on that? James?
No.
All righty. Okay. What's your next one, my dear?
No.
Tear the walls
Tear
down?
Tear the walls down.
Okay.
Awesome.
It's not bad.
Didn't want to cooperate. Also a cool song. It's got a good, I like the message behind it. The lyrics resonate. Another one that maybe could work. It just depends on where. Do you know what I mean? It just depends on scene-wise where it would fit. But I like the message of it.
Are you going to, do you save songs in a folder? I mean, if something, mm-hmm. okay, good.
Yeah,
so this will go in your
yeah.
movie folder?
Yep.
Hopefully?
Yep.
Okay, good, good, good.
Yep.
All right. Any questions, James?
No.
All right. A man of few words. I like that. Okay. What's next, my dear?
All right. The last one.
Which will be what? Bars Full of Strangers or just Watch Me?
No, Bars Full of Strangers.
Okay.
Awesome.
Bars Full of Strangers.
Yes.
You're sort of cutting out a little bit, so
yeah.
Bars Full of Strangers, we got. Okay.
Yeah, cool. I like that one. It's a cool lyric. It might feel a little, in my vision of the sonic landscape of the film, it feels a little, this sounds really crazy, but almost a little too cool, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like that would be in a really cool, like a Juno kind of a, like, indie kind of a movie. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
I'm hearing,
really cool
I'll
lyric.
Stop the world and melt with you.
Oh, a bit of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So maybe too cool. You don't get that very often, do you, James?
No, but I'll definitely live with it. But.
Okay. All right. Good. And would you be open to more submissions from some of these guys?
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. All right. Any questions, James?
Nope.
Okay.
You didn't expect anything else, James.
Yeah,
Ben
says he wouldn't expect anything else. All right, cool music. Stay with us and wave if you have a question. All right, James? All right. I'm going to assume that he waved. Okay. Kenny in London. And then we'll get to some live people. Kenny, are you there, my dear?
Oh, I see her talking. I see her talking,
all right.
But I don't hear anything.
You need to unmute yourself, my dear.
Yeah. Hi, how are you doing, Jeff?
Hey,
good.
How are you?
It's nice to see you.
Hello, Diamond.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right, good. Kenny, Olifun Moyen is your last name, correct?
Correct.
All right, I pronounce it correctly. Okay, and mm-hmm. She goes by Kenny Wright. She's based in London.
Okay.
And she is Miss Hook and Melody incarnate.
Okay.
So she, female singer-songwriter, mostly pop. She's got some performance experience, and she's very interested in co-writing opportunities, seeking producers, obviously placements as well. And she's been a semi-finalist in some important songwriting contests in the UK. So well done to you, Miss Kenny. All right.
Thank you.
So what are we going to hear first from you?
The first one is my latest production. It's called Pace Setter.
Okay.
And it's pop. Pop, hip hop, the lyrics is empowering, uplifting, and about leadership. And I would say it could go well with Brief One.
Okay.
Film, depending on what team it is, and Brief Three, female rhythm.
Okay, and just so you know, I gave your briefs numbers. So, and then this one.
Oh, awesome. Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
Brief Four was, I think, the girl band, right?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. Okay.
So this one's Pace Setter.
Got it. Yes. Pace Setter.
Okay. Awesome.
Faster than the light, taller than the skies, brighter than the sun, greater than the mountains.
So I think it's cool. It's got some hooky elements to it. My only concern is with, like, on the lyrics, because it's such, like, an uplifting kind of messagey lyric, it would probably skew a little young, in my opinion. Like, I think a younger artist would sound better on that record.
Okay.
Either that, or I think, because I don't do a lot of Christian music, but I have a lot of friends that do, I think that could work really well for, like, some of the big Christian pop artists.
From
the message.
Just such as?
Man. Like I said, I don't really work with a lot of them, but there are, if you just look up, like, Hillsong United and some of those other big Christian organizations, they sell a massive amounts of records.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always looking for, like, hooky, uplifting kind of records.
That's a good tip,
yeah.
Kenny.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, that would be my opinion on that one.
Christian song.
Let's hear Brighter Day.
Brighter Day, is that all right, Kenny?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
Is that the one you wanted to do?
Yes.
Or do you want? Yes, one of it, yeah.
Okay, perfect. I think I prefer that one over the first one. It just feels hookier. The guitar riff is hooky. And just overall, the melodies felt stronger to me. That feels like that could be sync friendly. Just to be very on the nose with it, it feels like it could be somebody's waking up in the morning, they're getting ready, everything's starting to go their way. You know, it, just to be on the nose with what you said in there, it kind of ties in. Yeah.
Coffee
commercial.
Yeah. No, really.
It's cool. It's a hooky song. Nice. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Next one?
So for my last one, I'm sort of torn between three right now.
Okay.
The first one is a song about being the best.
Okay.
Maybe called, I don't know if, and then the second one is, it's called Sound of a Conga. It's done by a male vocalist.
Okay.
And it's sort of a love song. Not, you know, love, but, you know. And it's got a different, you know, tone to it. And then I've also got Rise Again.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of, it's got a look like a commercial edge. It would fit on like a female pop group as well. It's about, you know, falling and rising again, trying to get yourself up. And, you know, so I'm not sure which one will be more, you know.
I mean, just honestly from your description, Sound of a Conga, like, is intriguing to me. That makes me want, it, just from the title, I kind of want to hear it, you know.
Meet. Okay, yeah, let's go for it then.
Okay.
Sound of the Conga.
Good title.
Check it out. Oh. Got around 10 of them from there.
You're the sunshine that cut through my darkness. The raindrops that wash off my You're the softest that rings out in my ears. And when I'm playing the conga,
Cool. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I'll probably tell you, I would tell you the same thing that is it Aradia? Is that correct?
Aradia.
Sorry, I didn't pronounce it wrong. I think you would benefit from finding a key collaborator that could kind of really elevate it to another level. Because I love your positive, like you have such a positivity to all your songs that's really refreshing. But it would be nice for you to find somebody who kind of juxtaposes you and gives you like 10%, 20% more edge on the production and on the melodies and the lyric. So it just kind of,
okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because I love I love the positive edge behind it. It feels great. But if you could just get a little bit of beef underneath there would be nice.
Are you talking about a co-writer or producer?
Co-writer and or co-producer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
But like I said, I love the energy of them. I love the positivity of them.
Yeah, and I think this is so sync friendly for advertising, Kenny, because it's so positive.
Mm-hmm. They always want that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a funny comment, but that almost reminded me of like early Enrique. Like early Enrique Iglesias, if it was produced differently, like melodically and even the concept, like I could hear like kind of a Latin artist doing a song like that. It'd be cool.
Interesting. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions, Kenny?
Yes, just one.
Yes.
So lyrically, if you were to, you know, listen to a song, what sort of lyrics would you be looking for in terms of your films and, you know, other stuff?
Well, I mean, for the film, it's a bit all over the map. You know what I mean? Some of the things are, like I said, some things are like, it's like a grunge song, and then there's like some hip-hop, and there's a Pitbull-sounding song at the prom. There's the Fish Out of Water song when he comes into town. There's a lot of opportunities to kind of have a good mixture of all over the map, which kind of makes it fun, but also makes it harder to nail, because like you said, it's not a specific. Some of them are very specific, but then a lot of them are just things that make you feel something and emotive,
okay.
And you feel like goes with what the script is, you know, spelling out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks,
when you
thank you.
When you have more specific needs, I'd be happy to send
Absolutely,
out a
yeah.
you know request to people and
awesome.
You know try to get you what you need.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Kenny,
yeah.
you'll be
thank
all
you
over that,
much.
Kenny.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Stay
thank
with
you.
Us, my dear, if you can. I know it's early in the morning. Oopsie.
Sorry.
Oopsie. Stay with us if you can. All right. What time is it there? It's you're 8 or 9 hours ahead.
It's late
Holy
there.
Cow.
Yeah.
It's like 4 in the morning.
That's
right?
Dedication.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kenny.
There's a work ethic we like.
I know. Totally. Totally. All right. So I want to go to a couple of live people. I know, Luca, you're with us in Atlanta, right? You're a little bit of a night owl. I'm just guessing. I have this feeling about you. Yes. Was that a yes?
Well, yes, that I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, yes, but you're a night
so you're,
owl.
It's like 11, right?
No, I'm not a night owl.
You're not a night owl? Okay. All right. Let's go with poor Luca, who's hanging on by her fingernails there, okay? In Atlanta. Okay. I want my people here to have some interaction. All right. So, Luca Lorena on page 14. Okay. So she's looking for film TV placements.
Okay.
But you've got some pretty hip tracks. Was it JoJo Villanueva really liked your material, wasn't it? JoJo and a couple others, right. All right, Luca, we can hardly see you. I can see your headphones, but that's all right. So she's a performing DJ, singer, and songwriter based in Atlanta.
Okay.
She's got a really interesting ethnic mix, which shows up in her music. It's been playing quite a few instruments from the age of zero. People are also talented. It's unbelievable. Okay, so she's worked with a lot of interesting producers and DJs
awesome.
And has some performance experience too. What are we going to hear first from you, Luca?
I'll play Turned Up.
Okay.
So that's
okay. Can you play Turned Up first?
Yep.
Of course.
Just waiting for it to boot up here. Come on.
Yeah, there you go. What?
Let's try this again. Hold on. There we go.
Got it. Okay.
Turned up. Okay.
You're looking hell, so baby, grab my hand. Let's get turned up all the time. I'm switching it, straight killing it, They tell me to start a riot, but we will in the club. We like our music loud. DJ, turn this beat up. Excuse me if we look drunk. We're just having so much fun. Luca Lorraine is here. Now get turned up, turned up, turned up.
Now get turned up,
turned up, turned up. Now get turned up. When the bass drops down, get turned up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. When the beat gets loud, get crazy, crazy. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let the speakers blow loud. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Turn this mother, mother out. They don't need to start a riot, but we...
There we go. Cool. No, it's fun. I like that one.
It's cool. That's kind of... That's close to what we were looking for kind of like, because that horn thing, the horn sample in the beginning kind of almost has a Pitbull-esque kind of feel. And then it kind of reminded me a little bit of Far East Movement, Fly Like a G6 a little bit when it kicked in the intro.
Excuse me one second. Someone is making noise on our Google chat. If you could mute yourself, there's shuffling of paper.
Oh, I unmuted it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh. Well, now you can be unmuted, but if you're shuffling papers or filing or running a lawnmower, please mute yourself. Okay. Sorry. All right. So horns in the beginning reminded you of...
Yeah, it kind of had like a Pitbull-esque
Pitbull
kind of vibe.
Far East,
you know?
Movement. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I'm sorry I interrupted. Go ahead.
That's okay. Yeah, that's close to the vibe for the prom kind of a
okay.
dance kind of a thing.
Prom. Fun. Yeah. F-U-N. Good. Yep. All right. Any questions on that, Luca?
No.
Okay. A woman of few words. All right. What's next?
You can play the Desperately.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, almost has kind of like a little Rihanna-esque kind of vibe around like the We Found Love era. It kind of reminds me of a little bit. That could be an interesting one to maybe pitch for artists. You know what I mean? That feels like something that could be a pitch. I'm trying to think of who, but...
And why do you think that?
It just feels like it could be, you know, for like a female pop artist.
Okay.
I think. You know what I mean?
All right.
Okay.
Do you know anyone who's looking?
I'm trying to think.
Yesha?
That's the second time she's come up today.
Really?
Yeah, somebody was talking about it earlier, yeah. Oh, I'll think on it. I'll think on
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, let me think on
so
it.
So possible pitch for an artist. Okay.
Yeah,
any
that's what
other,
it feels like to me.
Any other thoughts on that?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Luca, what's next for us?
In the Dark.
In the Dark. How appropriate. I'm just sitting there with no lights on.
Freaking boy.
Cool. Yeah, I think that one definitely could be synced in something. I don't know if there's anything in this particular film for that, but I could hear that in like a club scene. Like that would be a cool, just anything when it's kind of, I mean, I guess it's a little on the nose because it's called In the Dark, but I hear anything like if it's like out in like, people are out in the streets or you're in a club or anything like that. It's got a cool vibe to it.
Okay.
It's got good edge to it.
Good edge.
It's got good edge to it.
Is that something one of your, you and your DJ guys could work over maybe?
I don't know if the top line is right for that. I don't know if you guys use the term top line, but top line is like the basically lyric and melody. I don't know if people use that term.
Mm-hmm.
I'll listen to it and think about it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you could come up with another top line, Luca.
Okay.
Something. Yeah.
But I think it's cool. It could work for some. I think I could hear that in something. Yeah, I could hear that in like a club scene in a movie for sure.
All right. Very good. Any questions, Luca?
Well, I know that on the briefs it said that you were looking for music for a girl group, so that's why I played the Desperately song.
Oh, the one girl group that I'm working with is they're more pop rock.
Oh.
Yeah, they're more pop. They're not like a Fifth Harmony or like a Little Mix. They're more like in a pop rock kind of direction.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You got anything like that, Luca?
Well, thank you.
Any pop?
The Hell Hath No Fury song.
Okay. Hell Hath No Fury. I'm going to make sure that he gets that and he can listen to that later. So that's a possible thing for your pop rock thing.
Okay.
Awesome. I have a question, pop rock girl band. I'm just going to make a note because I write all these things down and I get him short notes afterwards to just refresh him if he can't remember everything that was discussed. Producer, artist, collaboration. You know, I just opened my fountain pen and I got ink all over my. I didn't even write a word with it. And now, is it on my nose?
It's on the fountain pen.
No,
clear.
No, you're good.
Cute and thin, I think.
It's a Ferrari fountain pen. I can't believe that I would have. Oh, God. So, producer, artist, creative collaborations, and issues, which come up quite a lot. So, when an artist pays a producer to produce a song, especially if the song has already been written and, you know, it's more or less done.
Okay.
You get creative disputes all the time. Mm-hmm. How do you avoid those, especially when you
have a discussion up front?
Yeah.
I always tell people like the best way to avoid that, and it still always doesn't resolve everything, but if you can have transparent discussions with people up front, it will solve so much because there's a lot of things to discuss, right? Let's say hypothetically, you bring a producer a song that's written, right?
Okay.
On the piano, vocal, whatever, but the producer's going to produce it out.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, I mean, it gets tricky. It's a long kind of, it's many different folds to it, right?
Okay.
Because you could just hire that producer and pay them produce a version and say, look, you're not getting any publishing. I'm just hiring you to produce a new version.
Okay.
Or you could say, hey, you know what? I don't want to pay, but, you know, this will become a collaboration.
Okay.
And, you know, you'll be the producer and we'll split the publishing. Because a lot of times producers, if they're going to completely rework something, will usually want a piece of the publishing.
Okay.
Especially if you're not paying them.
Okay.
And then there's also, when you're not only just talking about publishing splits, you're also talking about ownership and the master.
Okay.
So, you know, at that point, let's say you're the artist and you're the sole writer, but as soon as you bring this producer on, then they're becoming also co-owner of the master.
Okay.
At that point. But like I said, that's up for dispute too, because you can ask them, what you know, you guys can decide that up front and say, hey, I'm going to pay you, so therefore I want to own the whole master myself.
Right.
It'll just be a work for hire.
Okay.
And then it can get even trickier where, you know, you go to someone, like sometimes a lot of times when people approach me to produce something, if I think it's a great song, I'm going to say, look, you know, if I'm going to completely rework this over, you know, I want to participate in the publishing, I want to participate in the master, you know, and be a partner in the song. Because it's mutually beneficial for everybody. Because sometimes producers, especially established producers, don't want to come on board and do all the work and not be able to participate in all the revenue streams.
Okay.
Especially nowadays with revenue streams changing, right? Mm-hmm. Before, it was much easier for everybody to make their money separately.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the lines are blurred, and streaming income is different, and producers don't recoup on albums, and producer fees have gone down, and writer royalties have gone down, and publisher's royalties have gone down, and, you know, so it's morphing every day with the new media.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, it's a
it's kind of a gray area, if that makes sense. But I always say, like, the best way is to be transparent and tell people up front and negotiate it up front. It may be uncomfortable at first, but it's better to know that before you jump in and do something and then everybody's unhappy at the end.
Well, two things that have happened recently. Okay, artist hires producer, mm-hmm. and producer delivers something that's not really commercially acceptable. He's done work. He's put time into it. What do you do? Mm-hmm. Reject it? Not pay him? What's that?
Isn't that the artist's fault?
Mm-hmm. No, you're paying a producer to produce a commercially...
Right, and they give something back that's not...
Not, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, like, most legitimate producers will not ask for their whole fee up front.
Okay.
You know, they'll ask for half up front.
Okay.
And then once everybody's happy, then you pay the other half in the back end.
Okay.
Right. So do you say I'm not going to pay your last half at that point? I think that's
like I said, transparency is the best thing. Say, hey, you know what? I'm not 100% happy with this. Can we give it another shot? Can we try going in this direction? Blah, blah, blah.
Revision.
Yeah, revision and see if they can remedy it at that point. If they can't remedy it at that point, then it's a bigger conversation where you say, mm-hmm. hey, you know what? Let's just part ways, you know. Keep what you were paid. I want to be able to take this song and take it to someone else.
Okay.
And that way that person won't come back later and try and, you know, take a piece of publishing or whatever.
Because it seems to me that, you know, an artist has a vision in mind for his song.
Mm-hmm.
You bring a producer in to try to tart it up, to make mm-hmm. it better, to make it commercially, you know, more viable.
Mm-hmm.
And he may or may not do that. And you may or may not agree with his take on more commercially viable.
Well, that's where it gets tricky, too, because it's subjective, right?
Yeah.
Objective? Subjective.
Subjective.
It's subjective, yeah. So somebody could say, well, I don't think it's commercially. You might say, oh, to me it doesn't sound commercially acceptable. But he may say, wow, it sounds great to me.
Okay.
I could hear on the radio tomorrow. So that's also where it gets into a gray area. So that's why I think it's just transparency, having that relationship. And a lot of times, like I always say with people, your gut tells you when you first meet that person, at least for me. Like, I know immediately. And when I don't trust my gut, it always goes awry. So I always tell people, and that's why I said in the beginning, if you sense it's weird and you're like, this doesn't feel comfortable, don't move forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said. Okay. But you can't always, because some people put up there, you're meeting the representative initially.
Right.
You know, and then 3 months down the road,
last question related to this. Okay, producer brings in an instrumentalist or a vocalist,
mm-hmm.
And then charges the artist for that.
Well, that's also going to be in the paperwork.
And
that's what you have to clarify
up front.
Because generally, I won't say with all agreements that I do, but generally when I do a producer agreement,
mm-hmm.
whatever the fee is inclusive of
any
side artists.
Guitar players,
and
keyboard
then,
players.
Got it. Okay.
You know, obviously within reason. It's like they can't say, we want a 16-piece string, you know, section,
yeah.
you know, or something crazy. But generally, you know, or the background vocalist, all that usually is inclusive. And a lot of times, like I said, transparency is king. If you have the discussion up front and say, hey, I really want a choir on this, I would say to the person, look, that's not going to be, I'm not going to take on that cost, I'm not going to make any money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, if you want to go crazy on it, then, you know.
Okay, good.
But I think reasonable things are most likely always going to be included in a producer agreement.
Okay, good. Yeah, always have an agreement. Very, very important. Okay,
yeah.
Great. Luca, stay with
us. She had a question.
Sorry.
This sometimes where I can't really afford to pay the producer
mm-hmm.
the price, but I really don't want to give my master away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
No offense, but just
no,
like,
of course.
Like us, you know, as a starting artist, you want to have that control over all your
yeah,
songs.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
So I've been through that predicament a lot, and I wanted to know, like, what would you do? Would you be like, just do them?
Well,
give the master away.
I mean, here's what I'll say.
Don't
I mean, you could look the way that I look at it is even at this point in my career. I mean, I've sold like 40 million records, and I'm always open to new ways of doing things.
Okay.
So I think you always, it's like you can have 100% of something, you know, you can have 100% of nothing, or you can have 60% of something amazing, or 30% or 90% or whatever that percentage is you feel is fair. Like I said, I think back in like the 80s and 90s, if you look at the old credits on the charts, it was like one guy,
mm-hmm.
two guys. Mm-hmm. Now you look, it's six,
15.
Eight, 10,
yeah.
because there's power in collaboration
right.
and there's politics in collaboration that help.
So
I guess, like I said, my mentality on that is, yes, obviously you want to try and retain as much as you can and as much control you can as an artist and as much of your ownership,
mm-hmm.
but if that means that you can't hire that producer, but that producer is going to bring something amazing to the table,
mm-hmm.
then isn't it worth that trade-off
yes.
of saying, you know what, I'm going to give him a piece of the master, because especially if it's someone that you feel like you're gelling with
right.
and it's a cool situation, they're not going to
yeah,
screw you over.
That opportunity pass.
Yeah.
If you have something good.
Exactly.
To
and it's all within reason. It's all about what you discuss with them. Say, look, you know, I wrote this entire song. you're just producing it, you know, they may completely flip the track and then he's going to feel differently. But if he just comes in and embellishes and makes your versions go from a demo to a final version, yeah. you can say, you know what, can we do 80-20? Can we do 75-25? I mean, there's really no set rule. I mean, generally, if you're in like Nashville and the three of us write a song, thirds. Yeah. But guess what? In the urban world and in the hip-hop world, it's the Wild West. I mean, I've had some really horrific experiences. I cannot begin to tell you. And all, like, it, and like where you lose sleep, because people will get selective memory. So the three of us write a song, and oh, it's so awesome. This is oh, it's the greatest song ever. And then tomorrow, Ariana Grande decides to cut the song, and then you come back and go, you know what? I wrote more. You know, I want 40%. I think that's more. And then it just becomes an issue.
Ugly.
So I was trying to, when I was in my previous deal at Sony ATV, I was trying to rally everybody to do split sheets right after sessions.
You should.
You should. It's just hard because some people get weird about it and then it kills the vibe. So, and I've any of my peers that I've asked, I'm like, is it weird to sign up? And they all say yes.
Is it weird?
And it shouldn't be.
But that's,
it shouldn't be. Exactly.
It shouldn't be.
But for some reason, there's this weird... I don't know if stigma is the word.
Yeah,
but
well, people need to
I
get
want
over.
To change that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I want to change it. That. I want it to be a comfortable thing where we just say, hey, guys, we all wrote this from scratch. Let's split it three ways. Or you know, you came in, a radio, I'm doing it, singing it right now, right? A radio comes in and she has all the chords and she has a killer hook melody. And then we write it with her. We're like, you know what? She should get 50. We'll take 25 each.
Right.
You know, and that's a discussion to have.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Sorry to come full circle on it. You know, every situation is unique, and the best communication and transparency will save. It won't cure all headaches, but it will save you a lot.
Well, I think get a split sheet the instant it's done. Keep everybody out of the studio. And I had this discussion with Ben. I believe it was with Ben, or it might have been with Joe. But when you bring, if you're co-writing with someone, and you've done either 100% of the lyrics or 100% of the music,
mm-hmm.
okay, because very often, if it's 50-50, you've both done a little of each.
Right.
But if you are 100% of either the lyrics or the music, then you should register that portion yourself individually prior to registering the song as a joint work with the second.
Oh, right. Because once you write it, then it becomes a joint
work. Yeah. Right. Because if you want to take your lyrics and have someone else put different music to it, or vice versa, take your music and have someone else do different lyrics, then you're able to do that. If you register only as a joint work, then that second writer will always have claim to your new,
wow.
you know.
Not anymore?
Yeah.
Government of Doge?
What's that?
Government of Doge? Department of Justice?
Department of Justice? Oh, the 100%.
Right, but it's not official yet. Like you said, exactly. And hopefully the PRs are going to fight that. That's what I'm hoping.
Well, they are. But you know. In any case, until that's settled, just make sure that you registered your own 100% piece individually before it's registered as a joint work, so that you have the option to do whatever you want with it later and not have to split it with someone, right? Okay, so there may be more questions, but this is important stuff. So let us go to Sydney Alston. Why are you yawning?
Right.
That's all right. Okay, so Sydney Alston, now I do apologize that this isn't in color, but if it was, you would see this lovely girl in gold lamé shorts.
Okay, nice.
It's really quite a... I
awesome.
Opted to include that instead of your other artist. So that's not Sydney, but that's his artist. So
okay. Gotcha. You look very different in this photo. You should have worn the gold lamé shorts tonight.
They're really short, too. Anyway, yeah, I'd like to see that. Anyway, so... Sydney is an artist manager extraordinaire. He's gotten people signed to great deals, including
awesome.
Warner Brothers Records.
Nice.
He's very well connected. He's an awesome bass player, and he's
Sweet.
Presenting songs from a couple of his artists tonight. What are we going to hear first, Sydney?
Well, since you brought up Maggie, I recently met a girl 2 months ago, signed her to a deal kind of because her voice just fucked me up.
Mm-hmm.
Flew her from Delaware to LA, and we've just started.
Okay.
For collabs, and, you know, we've got studio and other people involved, Heather Holly, Grammy Award winning engineer.
Nice.
But we're looking to, we don't have a hit. We need a hit. But I brought some songs that we recorded so you could hear her voice.
Awesome.
What would you like us to play first?
something that has explicit lyrics?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Let's play By Tay so you can hear
okay.
this.
Awesome.
Who do you think we are? Of course.
Can't taint my virgin ears. Okay, here it goes.
She looks a little different than she sounds.
Yeah, I love her tone. Like, her tone is super interesting. Like you said, I wouldn't think she looked like that from hearing her tone.
No, and like her whole thing, like when she walks in a room,
mm-hmm.
she's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I got another band. I can play another song from her.
I'm curious to hear another one from her.
All right, so we did this kind of as a summer party song
okay.
for the show that we're doing on Friday. It's called Tonight.
Okay.
We just did that last week.
Awesome. It's great. I really love her tone. There's something there. I think, like you said, you need some hits. You need something that's going to cut through the noise. You know what I mean? Because not that it doesn't sound good. It sounds good, but it just feels like I would hear that with 10 other songs, and it would be like, oh, that's cool. Like, I could have it on in the background. I'd be like, that's cool, but it wouldn't be like, who is this?
No,
you need that who is this song. Yeah, you need that who is this song.
I can write it for her.
All
Oh, there you go. There you go.
All right. Do it.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah, we should.
And we got to meet the other night, too.
That's right.
Good to see you again.
Awfully nice studio. The next band is a band called End of Ever.
Okay.
We're actually, let's play Sway.
Okay.
Different kind of thing.
Wait, I don't see that there. I see windows, I see tonight, I say don't look down,
it's
circles, by tape, don't look down.
End of Ever.
Oh, it's a different folder. That's why. Sorry, my bad. Okay, there it is. Gotcha.
There, okay. We're so organized. It's
yes, I love it.
Impossible.
There we go. Got it. Okay. Here it is.
There we go.
I stand corrected. Okay, there we go. I feel like that could be a hit. Like, there's something really strong about that song. What would you consider their genre? All
right, so they're actually a pop rock band.
Okay.
That has a little hint of alt country.
Yeah, because I heard the. That's why I was wondering. I heard like the country influence, but it kind of reminded me of the Corrs a little bit, mm-hmm. and it reminded me even like a new school like Wilson Phillips almost even.
Well, this band.
Elements of that.
We're actually negotiating with a major label right now.
Oh, nice.
So we're
Yeah, no, that's a strong song. I mean, it depends on if how much you punch up the production. Like right now, it feels very AC, like adult contemporary, or even country crossover. But depending on if you just beefed it up a little bit, it could be top 40. You know what I mean?
Could you beef it up?
Possibly. Yeah.
Because they have other songs too that are on that disc.
Okay, nice. Yeah, I want to check it out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, awesome.
Energetic.
Very cool.
You will get it all.
No, but that's a strong song.
Really any questions, Sydney?
Yeah. Want to do a song with Maggie?
I'm open to meeting her. I would love to meet her because I'm also curious. I didn't get what her range was from either of those.
Oh, man.
So I'd be curious to hear what she's capable of because her tone is awesome. It's super unique. Like, it's a different type of tone.
Yeah, she's gone to school. She's a really good singer. And she
wide
has a really
range?
Big range. Really okay. Big range. Some of those songs on there you'll hear, like Windows, where she really goes up
okay.
into
the
next.
Okay.
Nice. Okay.
Good.
Cool.
Windows
yeah.
High. Good. Awesome. All right. Very nice. We're going to go one more person, and then we're going to take a quick break. Joe, are you hanging in? Do you want to go next, or you want to wait until after the break? I love your haircut, by the way. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll go now, if that's okay.
All right. No problem. So, lovely Joe. Joe here is from Charleston.
Awesome.
Joe McGowan. All right, so he...
Hey, good to meet you.
American singer, songwriter, keyboardist, very Americana indie rock.
For Page
Roots Revival,
page
15.
15, thank you.
All right. So he attended the South Carolina Governor's School for the Arts and the Piano performance during high school. He's been writing for ages. He graduated with honors from medical school. He's a
nice.
Surgeon.
Wow.
And now he's transitioning into music. He's writing like a fiend. So he's basically got two full-time jobs.
Wow.
And he was a finalist in the Great American Song Contest for a couple of entries, Hunter and the Rainbow. His debut album, Dirt Road Revival, features original music, of course. It's about escape, overcoming adversity, gay rights, activism, and embracing one's authentic self. So that's
nice.
Wonderful, Joe. What are we going to hear from you first, my dear?
If I think radio.
Okay.
Start out there.
Is this a new one?
This is a new one.
Okay.
And it's Well, it's not totally done yet, but it's
close.
Almost there.
All right.
Radio. There it is.
The Joe McGowan metadata. Very nice.
Yeah, I like your tone, man. It kind of reminds me a little bit elements of like Five for Fighting or Ben Folds Five. I can hear a little bit of the country element in there as well. But I like all the melodies are strong. It just feels like again the production just needs to be beefed up, but the song is strong.
And is this one of the ones that you're going to have produced, Joe?
Yeah, it's in the process of being produced.
Oh, nice.
Now.
Okay.
But, okay.
You know, one thing I'm looking for is maybe another producer, someone that can help.
Perhaps a hit producer?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, I feel like I have certain concepts, but I'm open to, like, you know, where to take the hook or how to do things a little differently. Or, mm-hmm. you know, I have a producer that I really like in New York that I've been working with for a while. And, you know, maybe I need to, you know, branch out, but it's hard to find the right fit sometimes. So,
right.
You know, I'm totally open to, like, creativity and, you know, so that's one of the things that I was looking for in this session is maybe some guidance as to, like, how to find the right producer you know, to figure out where to take this song. Mm-hmm. I know that... What my sound is, this is actually sort of a departure from my typical sound because I'm more.
So, what is there one? Is there another one on here that feels like it's more of your, like your normal go-to kind of style?
Yeah, I can play one that I'm working on called "Come Back to Me."
Okay. Awesome.
Let's listen to that.
Yeah,
this is also a new one.
Okay. It was a nice one, Joe.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Very cool, man. I like the vibe. I love the vibe of it. It's got everybody was kind of like tapping along.
That's,
I could see
that's
on my
advertising goal.
Yeah, it's
Joe.
Like if it depending on how you produced it, like it could almost if you added like 10% more top 40 to it, almost a la like Train or Andy Grammer or something like that. Like I feel like it could be like a crossover where it could get like some top 40 play and like you said, something cool for like a sync, like a commercial or.
I see Levi's jeans. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm seeing with this.
Yeah.
Picnics,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, very cool.
What's that?
Throw a ukulele on.
Well, there you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Very cool.
Very nice, Joe. Very nice.
Thank
you guys. Let's hear one more and then get producer recommendations from Damon.
Awesome.
Oh, that'd be nice. Mm-hmm. So the last one is sort of my little take on This Little Light of Mine, which okay. I know sounds kind of like what, but anyway, so it has like more of a gospel feel to it.
Okay.
And it builds nicely towards the end, but the beginning of it seems a little sparse. So you
okay.
might want to like scroll to the end of it. I don't know. Whatever you
okay.
want to
do. This one's light.
Light?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you said you wanted me to scroll forward or you want to just let
it
kind of
It builds to 151, so you might want to jump to it at some point. But yeah, start from the beginning.
Yeah, because there's no, I don't think there's a. There's no counter on here on this player.
You end up having to.
Oh, I see. You hold it here and it'll.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool, man. It's, yeah, it's really, really unique and
yeah.
cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of the tough question, right? Because you're so unique, it's like almost figuring out what is your lane. Does that make sense? Like,
right, exactly.
What format do you see yourself on?
Well, I'm actually, it's hard to consider myself or see myself as an artist because I'm so busy at work that
right.
I don't really even have time to perform.
Right.
I'm more of a recording artist and
okay,
I have
got you.
Conceptually my musical influences, which have
okay.
led me to write the way I write.
Okay,
but I don't necessarily, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Americana?
America.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I mean more from like a radio format. Like, where would this be? Would you hear it on country? Would you hear it on hot AC? Would you hear it on AC? Would you hear it on?
I was thinking like maybe like John Legend. Or maybe, I mean, maybe Rufus Wainwright. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. So that would be like hot AC. That would be hot AC. Yeah. No, it's definitely interesting.
Is someone you would work with, maybe?
Possible. I mean, it's definitely intriguing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I definitely dig his sound. And it's like, for whoever were to get involved, it's just a challenge of figuring out sonically how to bring all those influences together
mm-hmm.
and make it a body of work, if that makes sense. That's going to resonate
yeah.
with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can hear the different influences you have, and it's super unique and interesting. It's really weird. This is a weird comment, but have you ever auditioned for any of the reality shows?
No, I haven't. But actually, people have told me that I should consider like that.
Yeah, I know that's a strange comment. It's only because I was a preliminary judge for X Factor. I was season 2. I was also a vocal coach on there, and those are sometimes good platforms for someone like you who's so unique. And is trying to figure out exactly where it needs to go sonically. And also you have like such an interesting backstory. And half of those shows is not just about the talent. It's also about the backstory. And it's like the fact that you're a doctor. Like all those things are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you already have a built-in story. And not that you have to go that route, but I just think that just made me think of that. I was like, wow, like that could be an immediate platform, like The Voice or something. Like if they liked you and you made it through, you have an immediate platform, and then you get to make the kind of record that you want to make. Does that make sense?
Right.
If you haven't signed your life away.
Right. Right. But I mean, because you're like a true singer-songwriter, you can do a really cool EP or album and grassroots self-market it and maybe get it to catch on, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Initially. And then obviously hopes that a major at some point would come on board. But
mm-hmm.
a lot of the really cool, unique singer-songwriters get their own ball rolling first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And build that fan base. And then, like you said, the key is at that point, do you want a tour? Do you want to have to go on the road and do all that? Or do you just want to put out great music and, you know, find an audience like that?
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's maybe more practical right now for me to just continue to write music.
Right.
Well, you are going to quit your job, Joe. And you're going to come
maybe.
Live in L.A. Yes.
That's what I'd love to do. But thank you so much, Damon, for your consideration and Tess. Thank you for all the feedback that you've given tonight. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for sharing your music.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Stick around, Joe. And I'm going to talk to you later this week. I can't tell you exactly when, but we'll touch base on that. Your email. Okay, so very well done indeed. I had another thought and it went just right out of my head. Darn it. But it'll come back to me. So we're going to become very briefly intermittent and then we're going to come back for everyone else. Oh, yes, I know what my thought was. There's a lot of talent here tonight and I hope that you'll collaborate with one another. I mean, Damon can't produce all of you. Well, he should, but he probably hard to do. But there's no reason. I mean,
for a very large fee.
For a large fee, yes, which I will negotiate.
Just like
so, Michael, for some reason, I think you should work. I want you to know, Joe. I mean, if you like what you've heard, and I mean, just but there's no. Don't wait for me to make an introduction. If you like what you hear, talk to someone. You
mm-hmm.
know, and I'm happy to introduce people, or you can introduce yourself. You're all adults. All right, so 6.5 minutes, and then back here. The bathrooms are downstairs, and. Near the elevator. Don't confuse the elevator with the bathroom. We're back for part two of our session with hit producer-songwriter Damon Sharp. We're getting lots of great feedback from him to the material, the production value, what we can do to bump it up, what we can do to make it commercially viable, turn it into hits, sell lots of records, make money, just get on the radar. So I'm very grateful to you for making time. I know
you're
a super busy person. So throughout, feel free to ask questions. We're about halfway through now, so we're going to start with Moshe. Am I pronouncing it correctly? Moshe? Okay. So Moshe, we've got a couple of songs from you. Now, by day, you're a fearsome attorney. Is that right?
Nice.
And by night, you're a producer-songwriter?
Not quite.
Not quite?
Very secretly wishing to be a songwriter.
Well, not
just
so secret.
Just have a couple things and not, like, just demo quality things. Wanted to get some feedback.
Awesome.
And before we start the music, okay, page 18.
Oh, thank you.
So you're best at writing, arranging, and hooks, and you're interested in placing songs with artists and others?
Yes.
Are you looking to make any placements, or?
I mean, the stuff that I have is just demo material.
Okay.
So I'd be hoping maybe if said that they're interesting enough, somebody might want to work, develop it into something.
Okay, awesome.
Do you have a studio at home, or?
No.
Okay. So when you record these demos, do you have a friend who does it, or how do you?
One of the songs I did a long time ago had a little keyboard and some kind of type of recorder. I'm really technologically inept. Another song I did with somebody on using Pro Tools.
Okay, there you go.
It was just a beat, but there's no lyric, no melody to it. And another song I had written and I'd gone in the studio and just brought in a singer to record it.
Okay.
Awesome.
So what are we going to hear first, my dear?
Whichever one.
I'll have to forget you?
Sure.
Okay.
How uplifting. Okay. All right.
Like a lot of those melodies.
Okay.
I think if you got like an actual production done around it, I'm trying to think of who would do something like that, because it's almost a little jazzy, but it also has a soulfulness to it, which is cool.
Something I wrote that I wish that someone like Keisha Cole could sing.
Oh, there you go. No,
and
absolutely.
I had more in mind of being a little closer to a mid-tempo beat.
Okay.
Came out kind of slow like this, but then people are telling me, well, just do the, you know, basic piano and someone can hear it and always dress it up and do it differently. So
right.
I don't know how much should I invest in maybe trying to get a producer to
Well,
spice
I mean,
up
if you nowadays in 2016, if you want to pitch for artists, unfortunately, you can't just most of them are not going to get it with just a piano and a vocal.
Mm-hmm.
Even though her vocal sounds great, don't get me wrong, and the piano sounds great, but for like a name artist to cut it, they'll want to hear the production. They will kind of, you almost have to when I do something to present to, like, let's say I'm going to present something to Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child or whatever, who I've worked with a lot, I make sure that that thing sounds like the finished record essentially, and all she has to do is re-sing it.
Okay.
You always want to spell it out. So like I said, if it was for like, I'm trying to even think of who's the modern day equivalent of like a Keisha Cole right now, because there's probably some people you could pitch that to, you know what I mean? I really think, or even like, I do really well in what's called the Urban AC market, which I don't know if you guys know what that is, but that's basically like where the Brian McKnights and the Boyz II Men's and the Charlie Wilsons and the Johnny Gills, they all live in that radio format. And that could probably do well for like one of those, like an Andra Day. I don't know if you know who she is. She's doing really well right now. Like a Faith Evans. Some of those what I call legacy R&B artists would probably love something like that. But it would still, even then, it would still need to have, like you said, a groove underneath it, and like a an actual production to it.
Anyone come to mind who could do that? And what should he pay for that? I mean, what are we talking about?
Wow, it's tough. It just a bit depends on how established the person is. You know, some people will produce something for $500, but somebody else might say $20,000.
Okay.
You know, it just depends on who you're talking to. You know what I mean?
Anyone spring to mind who, I mean...
Who could produce something like that up? You know what? I've got a bunch of guys I work with. I'll think about that.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me think on that. That's because it is. It's a really nice song.
Okay. And don't overspend.
Yep.
Don't underspend, you know. But
right, yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, let me think about that. Because what I would do is I would just send them, whoever it is, you send them a vocal stem, send them the piano stem, and then just kind of give them a basic direction of what you wanted to, you know. Maybe, like you said, it would be great to have some sort of a artist, at least idea of who you're thinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else.
When I wrote it, I definitely had Keisha Cole in mind.
Yeah.
And kind of her first hit song, Love.
I remember that record,
same kind of drive, like slow driving.
Yeah.
Well, I know I didn't capture, but...
When you say legacy artists... Look at a website called ITP Records. It's run by a friend of mine. He works with a ton of legacy artists. He puts on shows, you know, with the Peaches and Herbs and the remaining Temptations, if there are in fact.
But it doesn't even have to throw back that far. Okay. I think like some of the like 90s R&B chicks and even early 2000s.
All right.
You know, like Monica. I don't know if you know Monica. Like Monica could do a song like that if it was produced up in that direction. You know what I'm saying? Because she does her newer stuff. I did stuff with her early on too, and she's now very more like classic R&B. So like you said, if that was produced like a classic R&B record, she would probably kill that. You know what I mean?
Okay, good. All right, what's next, my dear? Fly Me.
This is a beat. Maybe you can come in closer, like the 2 minute mark.
Okay.
Beyond that.
Absolutely. Okay. So this is a beat you did.
This is a beat I called Rose. Yeah.
Okay, nice. About 2 minutes, you said.
Yeah, go back and call that for.
Getting down.
Yeah, it kind of has like a West Coast kind of feel, a little bit of influences of like Dre I can hear in there with the piano line and like the strings, Scott Storch kind of vibe. I would just say, depending on who you're trying to pitch for, who would you have in mind like to try and pitch something like that for?
I mean, like somebody like Snoop Dogg, for example.
Okay, yeah, because it's got that West Coast feel. I would just say if you're going to pitch for someone like him, I would just beef up the drums a little bit and make him feel... Because to me, that's what gets dated the fastest, our drum sounds, right? So even for me, I just did something in December that's going to be coming out in like a month. So I'm going back in, I'm redoing all the drums. Because the drum sounds get dated the fastest.
Really?
I feel, for me personally. And even from a synth standpoint, sometimes they can get dated down. First, like you said, if you're shooting for someone like Snoop, those probably aren't bad because he wants those like kind of classic... You know, those Moog kind of bass lines and the strings and the Dre piano lines and stuff like that. And some of the sounds feel like very like Lin 808 kind of vibes.
Right.
But you know, the tricky thing with that is like I said, someone like Snoop is very self-contained. So you just have to figure out an inroad to, you know, who do you know who knows someone who knows someone. And I always talk about this when I speak at panels and seminars. It's like
people always kind of joke about, oh, I feel bad because this person says they know that person. And I'm like, whoever it takes to get to whoever it takes, go, like, don't be embarrassed about it. If you have a brother whose cousin works behind the desk and is friends with Snoop's best friend's cousin, go through all those degrees of separation, because that's how, I mean, somebody told me a story that Quentin Tarantino, that's how he got to Harvey Keitel. He knew Harvey Keitel's, like, wife's sister or something. It was something really far removed. And he just went through all those people until he got the script of Harvey Keitel, and he got him to sign on for Reservoir Dogs.
Wow.
So it's like those things. I mean, my friend Yanni, he was a driver for limos in Cleveland, and I think it was Lil Wayne. I think it was Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, he drove Lil Wayne a bunch of times, and then he didn't want to approach Wayne because he didn't seem approachable. So he went to one of the bodyguards, and then the bodyguard went to the manager, and the manager went to Wayne, and then sooner or later he actually got a meeting with Wayne, and then he ended up producing stuff for him. So it's like, you just got. Sometimes you just got to go through those different channels to get to people.
I actually work with people who have friends who know Snoop. They record with Snoop, so I could get in. But I kind of before I'm kind of really shy on showing anything, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. you know, I want to put my best foot forward. I don't want to waste anybody's time. So I guess I was hoping feedback. Like, when you hear something like this, does it sound like something that could be passable, or does it require?
I think it's about 60-70% there. Like I said, I like the parts. The parts are cool. I just think it just needs to, production-wise, just needs to go up a notch. Because like I said, remember, you're competing with, Pharrell's going to send him beats.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like Dre is going to send him some beats. So you have to make sure that at least from your confidence factor, and it's even for me, like I said, I've been doing this forever, I like have to do all my checks and balances with anything before I send it. I'm like, God, is this my best? Does this feel, like, do I feel comfortable sending this? Because essentially, no matter what level you get to, even the Diane Warrens and the Dr. Lukes and the David they still have gatekeepers they have to go through. You know what I mean? So you always have to be checking and balancing as you're, you know, assessing what you want to send out. But there also has to come a point when you go, you know what, all right, I'm going to let my baby go and let it fly, you know, and see if it flies. So that's just on you, I think, to feel comfortable where you're like, you know what, I think the fact that you're questioning and you're not sure if it's there yet, then it's not 100% there. Does that make sense? Because I think you'll know, like, let's say you brought somebody in to beef it up and get it to where it needs to go, and then you play it back and everybody's like, whoa, that's it. Like, yes.
Sydney, you could probably hook him up with some guys, couldn't you? Yeah. There you are. Talk to Sydney.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome.
Any questions?
No, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, you got it.
So thank you very
cool
much,
ideas.
My dear. Good. All right. Let's go to Ben Bidlack. All right, BB. So
Double B.
Young Ben, Double B, page 6. All right, Ben has had more placements than I've had hot dinners. He's done really, really well, and he's got that Earth, Wind, and Fire thing going on, which I love.
Nice.
Okay, so he is. Let's see your goals: co-write, co-produce, co-perform music that brings funk and soul to the world of pop. Inspired by the music of Earth, Wind, and Fire and Quincy Jones. So you write, you produce, you're a man of many talents, and
nice.
You've had tons and tons of placements. And you've performed.
Yes.
Which
awesome.
You never told me.
Yes.
You hid that.
There's so much I need to tell you.
Yes, I know.
I feel like I've been living a lie.
I just okay.
So I guess there's two pieces. One is, yeah, the funk. And when I say Earth, Wind, and Fire, I'm not saying I'm stuck back in the 80s. I think we can do something new that has that same kind of sophistication and uplifting sound. But it's a new version of that.
Okay.
I think more songs like Uptown Funk, we could use more of that. That's up with Unhappy, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The score stuff for your film, I have a couple of things in there.
Okay, cool.
Possible for that. But we should play Butterfly first.
I like that.
Okay, awesome.
We'll go into the funk area.
Okay.
Awesome.
Gently, Ben. Gently. Okay. Butterfly.
Okay, so there he is.
This is your color, Ben.
And there it is. Here we go.
Now it's time to spread your wings.
Cool, yeah, fun, man. Oh, I like it. Really cool vibe. So did you envision that as something that you would pitch to an artist, or is that something that you...
I'm not sure if another artist could do it. I like doing it.
Okay, there you go. Okay, that's what I wondered. Okay, so you like it for yourself as an artist.
But I would love to make it, bring it into a modern... I don't want it to be too retro sound. Mm-hmm. I don't mind carrying a funky clav into it.
Yeah.
I would just love to bring it into the modern... day.
Gotcha.
And I've talked to a bunch of different producers about working with them. A lot of them heard that or other songs like that and mm-hmm. they like it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just looking for people to collaborate with and
okay, cool.
make cool music like that.
Is this something you're working on with Eric?
Yes. Okay. So Eric Griggs, who works with Babyface and mm-hmm. Dick Thomas.
Is that Bluetooth?
Yeah, Bluetooth.
Oh, okay. I've met him before. Yeah. I've never worked with him, but I've met him.
So he and I are going to work on, I think, 4 or 5 songs.
Oh, okay, nice.
But I'm always looking for new other collaborators and
awesome. Nice. Cool.
Perhaps you.
Okay, nice.
All right.
Very cool.
And I don't know whether that would be, I don't know, a lot of it, I have the lower voice
mm-hmm.
and the falsetto, which comes from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Mm-hmm. I try to imitate it. And I don't know whether that would work for other people or not.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
D'Angelo, yeah, I love his music. So I don't know if it's just too small a niche or maybe someone to bring it to the modern life and then maybe bring a pop sensibility to it because I just don't want to sound like I'm stuck with
Ohio. Got you. Right. Well, that's what Mark Ronson did so well with Uptown Funk. Like, he took that sound and made it feel contemporary. And that's tricky. It's a hard thing it's to tricky. Do. Yeah, it's a hard thing. But somebody told me that they did that over like a period of like 7 sessions. Like they just kept honing it and honing it and honing it and honing it. Yeah. To where they got it to where, it felt like it was throwback but also contemporary.
And if you
Pharrell's great at that too.
If you what was that?
I said Pharrell's great
Pharrell,
at that too.
Yeah. If you took some of the stuff out, you get into Robin.
Robin Thicke. Yep. Yep.
And even Justin. So I don't know if it's in there, but yeah, this is sort of my personal passion.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of scores and other music mm-hmm. for other people, but this is my own little personal special thing.
Very cool.
To do.
That's great.
Awesome.
Maybe we do 2 other ones. One Stronger.
Okay.
Which is I did the music for it and co-produced it with that appeared in a movie called Fat Girls, which is like with Monique back mm-hmm. a few years mm-hmm. ago. I want to see what you think of this song.
PHT, Fat Girls.
PHAT, GIRLZ.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Call.
I was like,
great call.
Yeah, right.
And it appeared in the.
This one's Stronger.
Stronger.
Okay. Oh, it says it right there. Yeah.
Fat Girls.
See, I didn't even need to look though. I knew it was PHAT. Yeah, no, I see why it got placed. Yeah, that's good. It's hooky. It's like it's got like that Rodney Jerkins Shakespeare kind of like almost like Brandy, like early to mid 2000s kind of vibe to it. No, it's hooky. It's cool.
It's right in there.
Very cool. So you produced that and wrote that?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But I'm finding that I'm at the limit of my songwriting where everything I do just comes out like a funk groove. And what I need is people to give a nice
to collaborate song. With, right?
There's some
right.
people to make it better.
That's so you produced and you produced, okay.
very cool.
So, what I mean, are you looking to do a new version of this? Or?
That maybe could be okay. A song that might go in for either for an artist.
Okay.
Redone by another artist.
Possible cut. Okay.
Okay.
The idea of stronger.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sports ads.
Yeah.
Nike.
Yeah.
It was JT Griffith's birthday yesterday. He's the music supervisor of Nike.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're just all over it.
Well, I just remembered that I forgot to wish him a happy birthday.
Write it.
I'll send him this song instead.
The other piece I have, so I have a couple of other just grooves, instrumental grooves.
Mm-hmm.
One's kind of a Justin Timberlake groove. One is a hip-hop instrumental groove. And then I have a couple of more sensitive ballads and grooves. Again, they're just music grooves.
What I might suggest, but it's up to you, is
yes.
Maybe play something for his film, possible placement in his film, or...
Yeah.
Is it all in the same wheelhouse, Ben?
No.
Okay.
I did a cover of Beginning to See the Light. But you can listen to that later, but that's a jazz standard.
Okay.
Ella Fitzgerald.
No, maybe that Justin Timberlake one. I want to kind of hear that one.
Okay, cool. It's called Sexy and Justified.
Okay, yeah, let's hear that. There you go. Let's hear that.
Oh, Ben.
It's cool. Yeah, it's cool.
Very
cool.
Do that for about a week in the studio and get it right. Get it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. No, cool. Definitely cool. Yeah, you have Stevie Wonder influences too, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Can hear those. Yeah, yeah. Well, very
so,
cool.
I don't know if it all sounds too. I don't know what.
I mean,
sounds,
I think.
Is it all way dated and.
I think like you said. I think you've got great parts. I think if you just collabed with somebody who. Like, I always tell people this, like, even for me, like, I'm in my 40s now, so it's like, I'm always looking to work with, like, super young, like, find, like, some young, hungry, like, kid from, I have a kid that I work with, he's 22, he's from Maryland, and I'll have something, like, and I send it off to him, and I'm like, dude,
what are you
beefy, yeah, put your shit on it, you know what I mean,
yeah.
Like, go crazy on it, and he sends it back to me, and he beefs the drums up, and... You know, it'll change, so the guitar part will become like some weird trappy bell sound. And it's like, you know, it's like, I'm not saying it has to be some young dude or just somebody with a different take.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? It could be somebody 60, but if they have this cool take on it, that's different from what you're doing. Because I think that's what you're telling me is like, you have this set way of doing it. That's great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But even for me, I have my set ways that I do things. So it's like, that's why I'm always collabing with new people and different people because everybody brings something different to the party and probably does something that I would never even think of. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's why, because you've got great parts and everything's hooky, but it's like, I feel like sonically, you need that person to help bring it, pull it into 2017.
Totally.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Totally.
So I think...
Anyone come to mind?
I mean, I'll have a think on it. Have a think on that.
Because
I know he needed, he left, but he needed someone as well. And I've got
a bunch of cool people that I work with all
okay.
over the place.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So Uptown Funk, very mm-hmm. retro, very throwback. Mm-hmm. What was it that made it contemporary? Because if I didn't know any better, I would say it was straight out of
Bruno Mars.
Was it
his tone?
Was it his voice?
Tone.
It was
the lyrics. The lyrics.
It wasn't instrumental, was it? It wasn't.
Well,
like sounds
if you listen
that
to that
were...
instrumental. There's still programmed elements in with the organic that bring it into
okay.
now.
Right, okay.
Whether it's the kicks that are layered or the snare sounds or, you know, and Mark's a big sampler, so he samples stuff as opposed to just having a live band play it. He triggers samples and layers on top.
Right,
like, that's what he did on all that Amy Winehouse stuff, and that's why it felt retro but new. Mm-hmm. It's like that. It's like the merging of the worlds, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, help us think of someone for Ben and Moshe.
Yeah.
And, okay.
For sure.
Yeah. You're good. Very
Weiland.
Good. Huh?
Weiland. Contemporary.
I think it's really good. It's very good. All right.
Awesome.
Thank you, Ben.
You. Yeah, thank you, Ben. Appreciate it.
All right. Now we have two Bens for the price of one, which is so exciting. Let's go to Ben Reed.
He's paid.
Young Ben, 17.
Awesome.
And I like your other... Yes. What?
My grandpa.
Oh. But I love this.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
You have a sense of...
That's still always one of my goals.
Yeah, you have a sense of humor, Ben. Okay. So, Ben, under other goals, it says...
Cash.
Sweet.
Wow. I'm right with you. I'm right there with you.
Amen to that.
We all love music, but that's also our goal too, right?
Well, I mean, if you're going to be a professional, you know,
yeah.
producer, writer.
Otherwise, just go to... I always tell people that. I'm like, people will whine about this. Oh, the business. And I said, then if you just love music, go play in the coffee house and then go
and
home and enjoy. Exactly. But if you understand this is the business, this is the music business. So there's these things that come along with it. And if you really love it and you want to pursue it and you want to make a living at it, we got to deal with all these darts that are going to be thrown at us. You know what I mean? And just get matrix and kind of try to lean back and avoid them.
That's good advice. And it's very good advice. And, you know, I won't go off on a side tangent. Never mind. Okay. Ben, you grew up in Arizona. I did not know that.
Right.
So did I. Okay. So he's been producing music since the age of 13.
Awesome.
He likes to work behind the scenes, mm-hmm. and he got a major placement here on ESPN's X Games and a platinum single on Warner Brothers Records. Really, really
nice.
Good. Yeah, over a million plays on YouTube. What was the song?
Cali Love? Yeah.
Excellent. All right, I got to look that up. All right, Ben. So what would you like to play for us first?
Let's go with Guns Out. That's all my
D stock,
so that's the best one.
Let's go.
Guns Out.
I like the title.
Yeah, my kind of song.
Music playback has been removed for copyright purposes.
Yeah, really cool, bro.
Ben,
yeah,
that
really
is like,
that.
Way different from the last stuff I heard from you. Whoa.
Nice. Yeah, really sick. Yeah. I love your sound design. Yeah, really,
okay,
really
nice.
Great sounds and. It develops and has cool vibes to it. It's, there's like elements of like trap and a little bit of dubstep and
yeah.
Really cool, man.
All right.
Yeah, really cool.
What are you doing?
Looking for in my sound.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
So there you go. Now, what's the plan with this, Ben?
Okay, so that's what it sounds like when I'm left to my own devices. Commercially, I don't think it's probably it's the most efficient way to kind of explain what I like to make the most.
Okay.
What we just heard.
Yeah, and it's a good contrast to the second song I'd like to play. Is called, what's it called? It's the one I started on Saturday for this event, as a pop song.
Okay.
Which one is that?
Best question.
We are.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
That's the one.
Okay, hold on before you play it, Damon.
And I like your.
You're doing fine.
I'd like to talk to you later about how to work that maybe for trailers.
Okay.
Okay.
It's weird you said that. Like when you said it's not commercially placeable, I disagree. Like
yeah,
I could hear that. Like
trailers.
If like Stallone does Expendables 4,
okay.
It's like they come out in slow mo. Like I feel like that could be a trailer song.
Yeah.
That's sick. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. And if you were to, what trailer supervisors cannot get enough of is anthemic rises. Like,
right.
If, you know, and that it develops and it builds, but if you can just make it, like, explosively loud and build, I mean, that's just basically taking what you have and shaping it into something larger, which right. You could do in 10 minutes, probably, knowing you. Okay. All right. Awesome. So, and I'll talk to you more about that later. So let's listen to We Are. Written in a matter of days.
Yeah, you just started the Saturdays.
So this is, like, if I was going to write a track for somebody established, this is, like, a first track that I would turn in.
Okay.
Okay. And did you have any artists in mind, or no?
No, I mean, I wrote it for you.
Okay, cool.
Cindy Sharp,
awesome.
Major.
Beautiful.
Music playback has been removed for copyright purposes.
Yeah, there's some cool elements. I like that the initial piano theme that you have going is cool. I would almost develop that a little more and just try and make it even hookier. I think my favorite part is when it kind of broke down and it became filtered in the background, and then it had that kind of cool synth line. Because currently, the way sonically where it kind of lays feels a little bubblegummy for me, if that makes sense. So I kind of want to hear more of your badassness from Guns Out injected into that,
yeah.
If that makes sense. Because the way I always think when I'm, especially when I'm writing for like a pop artist,
yeah.
I try to think of the music bed a little harder and edgier. Because once you put, like, if you put a sweet melody on top of what you just did, it's too sweet.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, like, right now, currently, when I'm hearing that, I do a lot of J-pop and K-pop. Like, that feels like a J-pop or a K-pop song to me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Whereas if you inject some of the badassness from Guns Out into that,
mm-hmm.
then if you put a sweet melody on top, it
yeah.
it matches, if so, that makes sense. It works. It complements each other.
The idea I had showing those two songs is Guns Out is probably, like, about 24 days production.
Mm-hmm.
That song is
right, of course, yeah.
And so I'd love to take it that direction.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, cool. No, maybe for that many, that's great for a start, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Very nice. Okay,
awesome.
So that's good advice. It's a badass bed so that a sweet melody combined won't be too sweet. Okay. Okay, good. What's next, Ben?
For the rest, there's options. I brought some artist material. It's like Guns Out's kind of artist light.
That's
on.
Light.
Yeah. Well, do you have
an it's up to him. What would you like?
Whatever
to
you
him?
Want. Whatever you want.
Well, give him some options to choose from.
Can we try playing something from an iPod?
Does that work?
Sorry?
Playing something from an iPod?
Sure.
All right. Just take this. We can just use the aux cord, right? Just plug
yes.
the aux cord right in.
Okay.
That's amazing.
And what's the song we're going to hear, Ben?
Anyone's Okay. I don't know.
Just press
thing,
play.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Just press play records so we can get the record company.
Ben, I am shocked and amazed.
Nice.
Is it on?
There's like a little green thing on top.
I haven't used an iPod in so long.
I
yeah.
know. Okay, now it's on.
Oh, good.
Right?
Yay.
Help us out, Ben.
Music playback has been removed for copyright purposes.
I like when you're left to your own devices. I like what you do. You know what I mean? That like has like some Daft Punk, some Skrillex, like, you know,
yeah.
some
yeah.
cool glitch hop kind of influences. That's cool. Is there another one on here?
Yeah, there's five.
Here's a little snippet of something.
Music playback has been removed for copyright purposes.
Sick, man. Yeah, very cool. Yeah, I like all those. Yeah, what are you, an Ableton? What do you work out at?
Western Harmony. No, I kind of... Like,
Western Harmony. You're a little smart ass, Ben.
Okay. But, yeah, I think it's called Reaper. The DAW that I use. You know,
a bunch of
synthesizers.
Ben, that nice. Song and Guns Out, great for trailers.
Right. Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. Really great.
Yeah.
Really cool cinematic stuff, yeah.
Very nice. All right, any questions for Damon?
What's the best way to keep in touch?
I'm
really busy right now. But
yeah, but you know what? Facebook message me. I mean, that's ironically one of the weird. It's really weird. I've actually gotten a lot more, even business wise, on that. Especially when I'm dealing with like Korea, Japan, China, like overseas. People
okay.
really use Facebook Messenger a lot, so that's a good one. Yeah,
all right.
That's a
good
one. Good. Yeah.
Send him stuff. That's very nice, Ben. Okay.
What was your video called on YouTube? Is it still there?
Yeah.
Callie Love. Callie Love.
Yeah, that's your song. $10 million
Great. Nice.
That's great.
Yeah. Who say $10 million?
$50
Oh.
$50
All right. So we're coming up on. I don't want to go too much over, even though we started a little bit late. But that was great, Ben. So we're going to go next to Flavia, our resident Moldovan, who wants to work with you. Right. Right. Okay. So Flavia, darling, welcome to your first session. She is on page 11.
Okay.
Okay, and she's got some wild music. All right. So from Moldova, she attended the Sergei Rachmaninoff School of Music at the age of six. That is so impressive. She plays 45,000 instruments. It all started at the age of two. Okay. I mean, these people are so incredibly talented.
Oh, so, 45,001 now. She just learned another one right now.
Yeah, okay. So her single Anime Girl was certified as a finalist in the International UK Songwriting Contest in 2015, which is pretty heavy duty because you're up against some pretty stiff competition there. So you've got a lot of performance experience. You've performed in London, the US, and Russia. No placements yet, and a healthy number of streams on YouTube. That's 340,000. Very, very good. So I love that she wants to establish a fashion label under her name and build an art gallery in addition to all the music. So what are we going to hear first from you, Flavia?
Anime Girl.
That's what I was hoping. Good.
Awesome. Let's hear it. I like the title. That's fun. I like that.
That was the first song I wrote in English when I was studying at school.
Oh, nice.
I came to Los Angeles and produced it finally in my life.
Oh, very cool. So you already released that. You released that somewhere,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and yesterday we finished the animated music video. So
oh, cool.
Awesome. Soon. Oh, good.
Very cool. It seems fun. It's got like a good gimmick to it, so it seems like it could get some buzz, you know?
Okay.
Awesome.
Good, good, good. What would you like to play next, Flavia?
Like you said, it's a totally different sound from your first one.
Yeah.
What do you feel like is more you as an artist? Like, what do you feel like is the direction for you?
I feel that my voice sounds better with electronic music.
Okay.
Yeah, but I still love this. Because I can't limit myself. If I get an idea about a song, I just make it. I don't worry about the genre.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm independent, so...
Yeah, you can do what you want. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you something. You have a very clear voice. It's clear like a bell. It's a really lovely. It cuts through, you know, I think. So, okay. You feel best with electronic. Okay, good. What do you think, Ben? You going to put the guns out on her? I think,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. Great. What would you like to play next for us?
I like the title.
It's a very good title. Sounds like Tolstoy.
Like you said, I like when you're more in that genre, like that kind of like electronic. It's cool. You have good artwork on all of them too. It looks like I noticed you have cool artwork on all of them.
Yeah, it's very. You should see your videos. Barcode Puppet, check that out.
Barcode Puppet.
Barcode Puppet. Crazy.
Nice.
Crazy. Cool. Okay. So, what's the goal, Flavia? What's your goal?
I write songs for Russian singers, and I came to America because I want to write songs for American artists too. It's a challenge.
Okay. Nice.
Okay.
Awesome.
Definitely collaborate with people. I mean, you've got the talent all on your own, but I think it's also going to help whenever English is a second language to have a native speaker help with lyrics a little bit. Get over there with Ben, you know, make sure you guys exchange numbers, and I want to hear something next week. I'm serious. So, okay, what's that? Well, you threw that together from 3 days. Come on, Ben. So you want to get cuts on American records, basically. You want to write for American art. That was very delicate, Irene. That was like a little, like a Russian ballet arabesque, jumping over the chord. Anyway, so you want to write for, get cuts on records, American,
yes.
English language records. Okay, cool. Why not?
I also want to find placements for Anime Girl.
Yeah.
World.
Okay. Yes, it is. I don't have any immediate suggestions for that, but it makes sense. Any thoughts from you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like both those could be placed in some kind of in some sort of movie.
Okay.
The Anime Girl, the Power Bangers.
Place. Okay. We might be having some game supervisors at some point, but anime is just a whole creature of its own, so I'm sure there's tons of opportunity. It's just not something I've ever gotten into. So, anyway, but I'm very eager to hear what you and Ben come up with. So, any questions for Damon?
No.
All right. Thank you for coming, my dear.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go over to the young Michael Cole. Next
nice.
Page.
Just like it does.
Yes.
If we were reviewing like that, would you be able to pass it up?
Pass it up.
Yeah.
You mean pass it on?
Yeah, like I was saying, hypothetically, it's really good.
I'd like to hear it.
What, two brand new players are going to let go so far?
Well, give
okay.
me your best stuff. I mean, I don't want to make any promises. If I have an idea and, you know, if I think something is a perfect fit, I will walk it in the front door.
Okay?
But it really has to fit. Otherwise, I'll give you suggestions or ideas, you know, because I want to see you guys succeed as much as anyone. All right, so over to Michael Cole. Michael has many, many talents. He has so many talents. He's heavy on his shoulders. But one of his greatest talents is vocal arrangements. Okay, and he's also a guitar shredder. He's got tons and tons of performance experience. National finalist in jingle contests for some major brands, And he and his group from Amherst were crowned one of the top three a cappella groups in the world, which is pretty impressive.
Nice.
I love his a cappella rendition of Mad World. Fantastic. I don't know if we're going to hear it today, but young Michael.
Interesting. I know Tat very well.
Yes.
That's my buddy.
That's actually kind of what brought me.
Oh, okay, nice.
When I saw this was happening, I heard your name, I remembered that Tat had mentioned you.
Tat is awesome.
You know? So then I did a little bit of research about you, and when I read just about kind of your early history and also kind of the stuff you're doing right now at this moment, I decided to come because I'd love to work with you.
Awesome.
So here I am.
Very cool. All
right. Okay. So what are we going to hear first, my dear?
Well, as Tat said, I'm a compulsive vocal arranger, so I thought I would share a vocal arranger that I've been doing right most recently, I should say.
Okay.
The first one is God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. So I got approached by Five Alarm Music, which is this library. They wanted kind of a modern a cappella version of some traditional carols.
Okay,
so
nice.
I picked a couple, and I think just in the interest of time, you could skip to 56, 0, you know, 056.
Okay. Let's do it. Ooh, already cool though. So you arranged the whole thing?
Yes.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
He has perfect really pitch.
Nice. I'm envious of that.
I am so envious.
It's a party trick.
Yeah, all right.
It doesn't do me much.
No, but that's awesome. That's amazing.
That's a lie. That is so useful. Okay.
Oh, yeah, right?
God, I wish I had
been impressing you.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. So that's kind of, that's what I do when I'm left to my own devices.
Okay,
you know,
nice.
I compulsively do stuff like that, and I was really psyched that someone asked me to do it.
Yeah, very cool.
That's that. It'll probably be released this year. So.
Awesome.
Cool. Good.
Yeah.
And there's a whole album of these?
Yeah, so they wanted to do a Christmas album, and they commissioned me to do two pieces. Mm. They wanted me to
awesome.
Do kind of one more energetic and one that would be a little bit more ballad-like. So
okay.
I did a very lush Singers Unlimited-esque We Three Kings of Orient Are as well. But this one I'm pretty excited about because...
No, it's really cool, yeah.
Yeah,
you should be, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Turned out well. I'm very, very...
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I had a great team, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun, so...
Sick.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next? What's the next one?
So, the other thing I thought I would show you right up front, just kind of as a sign of what I like to do writing-wise, is a song that I actually co-wrote with Tat.
Okay,
He wrote a little section of it. It's called They All Fall Down.
Okay, awesome.
We wrote it together. We were going to pitch it for the second Hunger Games movie.
Oh, okay.
Opportunity came and went, but I'm pretty proud about how it came out.
Sweet. Okay.
And the section he wrote is, it comes in around, I want to say, maybe a minute 30, but you can start from the top. You'll get
okay,
to it.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, let's hear it. Great.
See them as they stand and tumble, you're here with me. Cities burnt and towers falling, they don't see what comes of this. We can falter now and leave behind a lifetime of regret. Many braver men before me died along this road. I found one by one, they all fall down. One by one, the soldiers crumble. See them as they stand and tumble. Your shape. Cling to me till I'm not breathing our last goodbye. And I'm standing here beside you just to see what comes of this. We can falter now and leave behind a lifetime of regret. Many braver men before me died along this road. I found one by one, they all fall down. Of this, we can falter now or leave behind a lifetime of regret. Many braver men before me died on this road. I found one by one, they all fall down. Singing like you show.
Really cool, yeah, good song.
Thanks, dude.
Strong,
thank you.
Nice,
cool,
good song.
Very cool.
All right.
Getting the Michael Cole flavor here. Okay.
Yeah. I like the sound system, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the piece is like, oh.
Yeah, you know, right. You don't know what you're going to get. Yeah.
Feel very happy. Okay, well, for my third song, I'll give you a choice because I read your briefs.
Okay.
And I could play you a song that is kind of a coming of age, kind of. Do I fit in? Am I cool enough? Type of song, more of a contrite type of thing.
Okay.
Or I have another recording that is I tried to write the most boy bandy song I could for the band you just heard, and it's kind of a, I don't know, a dork chic One Direction type of thing. So
okay.
I thought either of them would be on brief, or potentially, you know, borderline on brief. Or
well, like you said, from a lyrical standpoint, I like the first thing you said.
Cool.
The coming of age kind of vibe. Let's hear
great.
That.
Great. That one's called Put Your Hands Up.
Okay. Yeah, let's hear that.
And this one, I actually have two versions of. The one you're going to hear is a little bit more of an acoustic-y slash indie pop version
okay.
with a lot of vocals, but there's also a version that I did with Tad that's really soaring, like
okay.
kind of get the disco,
okay.
Chemical Romance.
Nice. Okay, cool.
I never had the right pair of jeans, and my Payless kicks weren't always clean. I couldn't break it down or play it tough. Just a kid in class wasn't that enough. Wasn't that enough? I got kicked around, but I'm older now. So put your hands up if you ever had to laugh it off. Turn and shrug your shoulders. Put your hands up if you're nuts and the party's locked. And say nobody's gonna make me take them down. Put them up for the next when you're all alone in the crowd. You've got nothing to come home to if you're dreaming.
The more rock version.
Right now, right? I didn't include my A, but I could easily.
Yeah, let's hear it. I'm curious to hear it.
Yeah, cool.
The rock version.
Absolutely. I really like vocal production on that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Tat, whom we're speaking about, is really good at that, and the guy I worked with next to
produce that recording, I kind of use a lot of what I learned working with Tat in producing that. So
nice.
What are you doing, tearing your phone apart?
Yeah, just because sometimes when you
right
have
for the
these,
eighth inch, you got to take
exactly.
the case off. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mine's the same.
Anyone's
it's
a
annoying.
Champ at this. I'm almost there, though.
That song almost makes me cry, Michael.
Oh, that's not my intention. Bad attitude, hey? Is someone really good at what I'm trying to do right now? Because I'm not good at it.
Irene.
More delicate touch.
Irene can do everything. Are we losing someone? All right, Mary, hang in there.
Is that Mary B?
That is Mary B. She quit her job so she could pitch. She used to work with me.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. So.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Where is she?
She is now an independent singer-songwriter.
No, I'm saying where in the world?
She is in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay, nice.
She couldn't be bothered to come in tonight. She was busy.
I couldn't come. I'm sorry.
Oh, Mary, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Mary. Yes. Okay, Michael Cole is fiddling with his devices over here, Mary.
And he's, hi, Mary.
Sydney.
Oh, I hear Sydney.
Sydney.
Devices.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Nice.
Sydney says hello. Michael says hello.
Just dial it in here. One sec. Okay, cool.
Right. I want to keep you much later than I promised.
Okay.
But
can I?
Yeah.
So what do I do? Just do this?
I'll just plug that in. It should be good to go.
Okay. So then we're going to get a second version
right.
of Put Your Hands Up, the rock version, right?
Put your hands up.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, very cool.
Cool.
Very nice. Michael, make sure we get that before you leave so I can get it all to him in one folder. Unless, of course, he hates it and doesn't want it.
Yeah.
No.
What's to like?
No, it sounds great. Yeah.
What's to like, indeed. Okay, very nice. Any thoughts?
Awesome. No, it sounds great.
Get it reproduced immediately? No.
No, I'm the production is good. No, it sounds great, yeah.
That's that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually have a question.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm interested, obviously, in co-writing and collaborating with great people.
Mm-hmm.
And something that is heretofore kept me from doing that type of stuff and like putting myself out there is the fact that I one of the things I don't do great is like producing stuff at home, and
okay.
I don't know what I have to bring to the table when I go to a session. Like, do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to show up with my guitar and just contribute lyrics and say, okay, cool, go hire a producer, peace out.
Well, I mean, if you know that that's not your, if you know that producing is not your strong point, then come in with your strong point. And if your strong suit is a great guitar player with great melodies and lyrics, that's a great skill set to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd much rather have somebody come in saying that that's what they're strong at, and they're coming in from that collaborative standpoint, instead of somebody coming in, I do everything, you know, and then, you know, and don't deliver on it. So, you know, if you're better on tracks, then come to the table with the tracks. You know
what
I mean?
I'd love to start writing, but I'm terrible at singing. And like, you know, I'm producing for 10 years and writing for like 2 years.
Right, right. Yeah.
You don't consider that, like, if you were working with someone who couldn't pull their own weight on the production end of things?
No, as long as I knew up front that I would have no issue. I mean, I work with people all the time. I work with some people who literally are just good with melodies. I work with people that are great with lyrics. I work with people that are great with both. I work with guys that just do tracks. I work, you know, it just depends on the instance, you know. It really, I mean, a lot, especially a lot of the EDM stuff I do, I mean, most of those cuts have come out of piano, vocal, guitar, vocal.
Got it.
I mean, you know, Michael, I mean, I've told you this from day one, that your great calling card is vocal arrangements. I mean, because if you lead with that, that's such a specialization and so important and so useful and so rarely done as well as you do it.
Mm-hmm.
That is like the number, lead with that. I mean, even like a two-part, you know, harmony. I just remember doing the needle drop quizzes in, you know, in composition and ear training where they, you know, in the Bach chorale. All right, pick out the bass. Yeah. I mean, you can do that. You can really arrange stuff. That's quite a skill.
Okay.
So, any other questions?
No, thank you.
Awesome,
right.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, I'm glad you could make it. All right, Daniel Lee, let's go to you, darling. All right, so Daniel, Korean-American songwriter-producer. Where is he? Oh, there you are. You keep moving around. All right. And
trying to keep us on our toes.
Irene, his head isn't in the way of the camera, is it? All right, good. Just checking, even though I like your hair very much. Okay. Your favorite genres are pop and R&B. You started songwriting at the age of 11. I assume you're in your early 20s, perhaps 19. Influences include The Underdogs. We were just talking about him earlier.
Who I work with.
Yeah, Jermaine Dupri, Brian Michael Cox. Okay, very good. Looking to get placements with U.S. pop, K-pop, J-pop. Very nice. What are we going to hear first, Daniel?
It's called Number One Summer Love.
Okay.
Find the folder.
Can you start from 1 minute mark, please?
Yeah, of course. Skip up to 1 minute.
Come on, baby.
Yeah.
I was just in with David Amber.
Yeah, recently. I actually told him that I'm going to pitch a song to you.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah, he's awesome, yeah.
So you co-wrote this with David Amber.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a K-pop, J-pop song probably ready to be placed. You know what I mean? Like, it feels... So I mean, he knows that market well, too.
And he's pitching it out.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, so then all your work is done.
Well, I want to show him as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pitching now. Okay.
Very cool.
Excellent. All right.
Yeah.
What's next,
Let's
Daniel?
I think it's called It.
Okay.
It's an R&B.
Okay, cool. Did you do everything on it? You did the track and
I just did the top lines.
Oh, you did the top lines. Yeah. Okay, nice. Very cool. No, it's hooky.
Like the beat and the arrangements.
Oh, okay, nice. So you consider yourself more of a top liner?
Yes.
Okay, nice.
Okay.
Cool.
Top line. Good. Okay. All right, anything you can suggest with that?
No, I mean, it's hooky.
Okay.
It was hooky. I mean, I probably, to be honest, I think I like the top line better than I like the track.
Okay.
You know?
Good.
Like, the track, it wasn't bad. It just felt like I've heard, it's like didn't feel unique.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Good. It can be yours for a small fee.
Things are getting smaller.
No, a large fee is what I mean.
Large, huge. Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right, Daniel, what would you like to play next?
Over, yes.
Over.
And you did the top line on this as well.
Yes.
It's getting late on my negotiation skills.
Singing on.
really good. You have really good melodic instincts. I like your melodies. I would on that. I would cut that first drop in half.
In half.
Because it feels long. Like it's a cool drop, but like it just felt like I want to get back to the second verse right. quicker. You know what I mean?
So just add like the trap part, or
just cut it in like half, maybe. Chord. Yeah. Yeah. It just felt like the drop took too long to get back to the second
right.
verse. But a lot of cool elements in that one for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other suggestions?
Yeah, find more track guys to collaborate with. I think that's your thing, is to find some other really cool track guys that you can collab with.
Right.
Because you've got, like I said, you've got really good melodies and, yeah.
How about Ben?
Sure.
There you are. More work for you, Ben. I'm so sorry. But, hey, that's good. All right. Any questions for Damon?
Which song was your favorite? Stood out.
Well, I like elements of different. I mean, I think the first one felt the most thought out and pitchable immediately. But I like a lot of the melodies on the second one, and I like a lot of melodies on the third one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. For
good.
Sure.
Good question, Daniel. All right. Thank you so much. Over to Miss Ponta. Thank you for your patience.
Hi.
Ladies first, Jimmy. I'm sorry. All right. So Ponta, great profile photo, by the way, page 4.
Oh, yeah.
So she's just getting going here, but
okay.
She's got a ton of views on YouTube, over 100,000.
Nice.
Very nice. A lot of performance experience. Mm-hmm. And you've got an EP coming out next year, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Works with another one of our, a couple of our artist manager members, Kara and Linda,
mm-hmm.
right? So who have brought her to us, which is great.
Awesome.
What are we going to hear first from you tonight?
First, you're going to hear Innocent, which is a song I co-wrote in New York.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you didn't give them the master. No, you split it. I'm just talking about master dilemma.
You know what? That one I did. It's actually one of the few that I
You split it.
Okay, gotcha.
But I think at that point it's well worth it, right?
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Collaboration is always amazing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Really cool tone. It's not like it was well produced too.
Yeah.
Well produced
track. I love the middle between the
and the vocal. Your vocal production sounds good too.
Thank you.
Yeah, it feels. To me, it's not like a first single,
mm-hmm.
but it's like a strong song.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay.
Do you hear that in any placement situation? Maybe not for your film, but at all. Like, I'm not sure how friendly my songs are for placement.
I mean, maybe like a Zara Larsson or someone like that. I don't know if you're familiar with her, or like a Daya or one of those kind of artists.
Cool.
But if you love it for yourself, then you should keep it for yourself.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
And what about for singing?
It would just have to be, I guess, a project that's calling for something specific like that.
Like it, yeah. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think there's uses for it, but it's so... It's
scene specific, kind of, right?
It's scene specific and such a strong vocal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure if Kara hasn't told you this, that you'll hear it soon.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you have an instrumental of every single song that
yes.
you write and produce.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
right.
Because your vocal stands out so much that it would, you know, it could compete with whatever the action is on screen.
I see.
Unless it fits really well with something specifically.
Yes.
So
definitely.
Whenever you
have vocally strong.
Yeah, so when you have when you have instrumentals and you double your chances for placement.
Got it. Yeah, have those.
All right, great. What's next?
The next one is called Throw Out. This is a song I wrote and is newly produced.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
I like it.
Let's check it out.
The system's down. They told me no. Question my plans. I broke the code. Follow my head and not my heart. At love's expense, your heart is lost. But I'll do what it takes to escape my limits to come find you. And I'll do what I have to break your chains and then come grab you.
I felt like it was missing was like when the hook hit, I wanted to hear something layered in there, like something in the mid-range, maybe a guitar,
okay.
A buzzy synth, like a saw synth, just something that like kind of upped the ante a little bit, because the melody goes up there, but I didn't feel like the energy on the track went up, if that makes
so
sense.
Not enough mid-range, is that what you're saying? Or like,
I'm not quite sure what it is, but it's, I felt like something sonically was missing, like some element that upped the ante, so when it hit that hook, it was like, oh, here's the monster hook.
I see.
Because melodically you went there, but I didn't feel like the track with it. Sure. It could be something simple too, like just, you know, breaking for like a half beat or for like a bar. So it just sucks the air out and then it comes back in.
That's actually
it feels big.
My original arrangement. That's funny you said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. And got it. And so maybe a sound in there that gives more of a build, more of a release.
Yeah, it just felt like sonically something was
missing when that hook
came in. And like I said, I don't know if it's a... like a buzzy synth or a guitar, or if it's another layer, or if it's, who knows, it could be a drum loop. Just something that makes it feel a little more anthemic when it hits the hook.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah.
Makes sense?
Yes.
Excellent.
I'm typing it all
with your thumbs. Good.
Okay, so what's the third one? Is Unpredictable?
Yes, the third one's Unpredictable. This is also a mix in progress. It's more on the electro kind of side.
Cool.
But then I wanted to also show you Come Over, but... I don't know, so either you could hear electro pop kind of, soul-like, or Come Over, which is more of a mid-tempo ballad,
Did you have any of these, either of these in mind for a particular brief?
Honestly, no.
Okay.
Not that I
know. Which one do you like better?
Oh, I really like both of them. So, I mean, just, I
with
guess,
the
unpredictable.
Point.
And if you'd like to hear more,
let's roll it and see what happens.
Unpredictable. Okay.
You play.
trouble. And I can't keep you under my skin. All this time I spent pulling me back in. All you know is just how to hurt me, 'cause you're unpredictable.
Yeah, but that's all finished. That could be cool. It almost has like a disclosure kind of vibe or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
A little bit.
Yeah. It's cool.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, my first two, I like the first two I like better.
Okay.
But that might only be because they're more fleshed out. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean by that?
It just felt like those were a little more like polished, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it.
But I like a lot of elements of that one. There's some cool elements to that.
Okay.
I like that digital low octave in the hook.
Oh, nice.
That's cool, yeah.
Good. I'm glad you like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to use those. I'm a fan of those. I use a lot of those in the stuff I've been doing lately.
Yeah. I love
it just adds a cool texture.
Low,
it's basically I would have to see the files, but they probably just took her main vocal and just pitched it down an octave. Yeah, just
down.
You can even take the same vocal sometimes and just nudge it so it doesn't flange, and then take it down like a digital, like a low octave. Yeah.
Mix it in there.
Or there's also a plugin you can use called Little Altar Boy by Sound Toys, which is a cool one to use as well. There's a few. I mean, I use different ones depending on what kind of sound you're looking for. Pitch Shift does it in Pro Tools. Waves Tune does it. Serato does it. There's a bunch of them that you can do that kind of same effect with.
Mm-hmm. Of course, just to add that.
Yeah, just to add a cool digitally kind of weird, you know.
But you can't really pick out
effect.
So you can mix it in there.
Well, you could definitely hear it in there. An inner hook, but yeah, but you can duck it. Sometimes I'll do that on if I don't feel like the energy's popping on a hook, I'll create like a digital octave all the way up, and then just duck it. And if you solo it, obviously it sounds ridiculous. It sounds like Mickey Mouse or something. But when it's in the mix, it just adds like a top end and just like a little sizzle on the top, which is kind of cool.
These little tricks. Wow,
yeah.
I love a plugin called Little Altar Boy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Any questions?
No, thank you so much for listening. And
yeah, of course, thank you.
I'd love for you to keep me in mind for co-writes.
Awesome.
I love writing for other people and all different kinds of genres.
Do you write fast?
Do I write fast?
Yes.
It depends on the situation. I've written songs in an hour or two
Good.
And songs in a couple of days. You know,
that's the way to do it, if you can.
I have a very good work ethic, though. So
I'm glad to hear it. You better. All right, thank you very
much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Jimmy Deere. Welcome back from Nashville. All right.
Yes.
So Jimmy is a composer, writer, moved to Nashville and moved back because he picked up a score. Congratulations to you. He's got over 150 placements on some major shows. Working on now, you're completing the scoring of a feature film?
The music is done.
Okay.
Awesome. Very cool.
So worked with platinum and Grammy-winning artists. Has done a lot of touring and performing internationally, has well over 100,000 YouTube streams or views, so lots going on with young Jimmy Deere. So what are we going to hear from you today?
Track one.
All right, track one.
One. Made it easy. One, two, three, yeah.
There we go.
These are just tracks, so
okay, awesome.
The ideas for, pitching for your artist.
You look so much different without a beard.
A 105. Oh, right at the top of the playlist. Sonic quality sounds really good.
Thanks.
Yeah, the drums are crisp, like nice and crisp, and the guitar parts are cool. Very cool.
Okay.
Awesome.
He whips the stuff out fast, too. All right.
Nice.
Crisp, drums. What's next, Jimmy? Number two?
Damn. Number two. Boy, this might be number three. Those like 80s, those like Lynn drums or something.
Yeah,
those are cool. Yeah, those are really cool. Yeah, cool. Okay, let's see. What's the next one?
Number two.
1221. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So that's actually on here, number four.
Which one did you just play?
That was number three. 109. Okay. Envision the top line to be on something like that, just out of curiosity, or did you not have anything in mind? Oh yeah, yeah.
It's about to, yeah. It's like I know it's a long verse, but it's about to hit the hook.
You have some great ideas.
Thanks.
You have some really cool ideas.
So, yeah. Jimmy, what's your goal?
Co-write with major people
okay.
who can play songs.
Okay.
That are connected. I mean, I've co-written with a lot of people. I've co-written with major label artists. It's always just been somebody who knows somebody to get it.
Yeah, yeah,
like
of course.
Indie Ari, Love My Stuff, or CJ, so it's that's always been the missing link. So.
Okay.
Awesome.
And also, but also for the film, mm-hmm. I just did this score. I knocked out 30 cues in about
nice.
6 weeks, and it was
nice.
Probably 40% temp track, like sound.
Oh, okay,
that
got
I
you.
Placed,
oh, okay, cool. That's good to know.
Original stuff.
That's good
and
to
there
know.
Was not very many revisions, so
okay, very
it
cool.
Definitely help out with that. Stuff.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, so keep him in mind
good to
for
know.
Your
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
The Lionsgate track I replaced Bill Withers used me for Eli Roth.
Oh yeah, that movie infuriated me. I liked it, right? Didn't it piss you off? Like,
yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw the movie.
What's
it's,
the movie?
It's called Knock Knock. It's Eli Roth. I'm a horror fan, but like, so he I heard he basically did that movie because he wanted a vehicle for his wife.
Yeah.
But it's a cool movie. The premise is awesome. So basically, he's a family man. He lives at home.
and the family leaves for the weekend, and these two girls come to the house. Supposedly they're going to a party, right? They can't find their way or something.
Yeah.
And then it's raining, and then they're wet, and they basically seduce him. And then after they do that, then he takes them home, and then they come back to torture him. Because he cheated on his wife or whatever, and it's just but you have to see the movie. You're just like, oh, you're making me so mad right now. Yeah, it just gets you riled up. Yeah,
the plot really, really sends me. Anyway,
I don't know. It's either the Use Me or Bill Withers.
Yeah, it's the first song in the film. And they're like, yeah.
Okay. Well, Jimmy, you're busy. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, but not so busy that he couldn't.
Right. Right.
Work
some
awesome.
More.
All right.
Yeah.
Just got to drop a real heavy hint. Right, Jimmy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to work. My work ethic is insane. I was up till 6:30.
Oh, I know. I get emails.
Mixing these, which I've already
I get discussed. Emails from you at all hours. Okay. Very good, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. So now, last but not least, the young Miss Mary B. So, Mary, are you there?
Oh, we can't hear you,
yourself.
Though.
Yeah.
We see you, but we don't hear you.
Mary, I'm sorry that you're last, but you're sitting around lounging at home. Tim is probably feeding you grapes and chocolate. And we're sitting in a cold room, so I didn't feel too sorry for you, making you stay up late. Okay. All right, so Miss Mary B., singer-songwriter. She's got a new EP out called Blueprints. She's getting lots of rave reviews from it. She's done a few covers. Mama's Broken Heart. I didn't get credits from you for the session tonight, Mary, so I'm not sure exactly what you'd like us to play.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I mistakenly thought that you already had them. I'm so sorry.
Well, I mean, we have all of your credits, but I don't know which ones you wanted us to play.
Cool. Maybe can we play On a Sunday?
Okay.
Okay.
On a Sunday.
Yes. On a Sunday. So it's got like a retro-y kind of throwback, but you feel good feel to it. I don't know if there's nothing in the film I'm doing. I don't know if that would fit, but I feel like that's a very syncable song.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like it feels like, who had the one about the morning time? Somebody had a song also about the morning. Yeah, where it like was a feel good song. This kind of has that same kind of a feel good,
okay.
You know, kind of vibe.
Good for ants. Okay.
Okay.
Coffee. Mary, your goals.
Yes. What are my goals?
Yes, your artist goals.
Just to play and sing and write as much as I can and, you know, just sustainably be able to make music all the time.
And you wouldn't mind someone else covering your songs?
Oh, not at all. Okay. Yeah. The more I can help get music out there, I'm happy about that.
Okay.
Awesome.
Good, good, good. Okay. What would you like to play next?
How about let's do I'll Never Let You Go?
Okay.
Okay. same thing, like super, super feel good. Like I feel like that could be placed in something that's a sync friendly song. I don't know particularly like what other artists would do that if you had an artist cover it though. I'm trying to think. Okay. Yeah.
Carly Rae. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But really good. Really, really feel good. Yeah, really good. Awesome.
All right.
Okay.
Very nice, Miss Mary. What's your next song?
I was thinking, and I don't know what kind of stuff you're looking for that independent film, but I could play something a little bit more on the darker side. It's
cool.
Actually a cover. You want to hear that?
Yeah.
It's a Mama's Broken Heart.
Okay, yeah, let's hear it.
Music playback has been removed for copyright purposes.
Yeah, that's really cool. I think you'll get some placements on that. I think it's just, as long as the writers are willing to play ball with, you know, with music supervisors and not kill them too much on the sync.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I think that could it's a cool rendition, so I think it could definitely,
good.
You know.
All right.
Get some covers.
Thank you.
Any questions for Damon, Mary?
Oh, not really, but I appreciate your thoughts.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
So two last questions, and we wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
So you've heard a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
They can message you on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
What happens tomorrow and the next day? Everybody wants to work with you. You can't work with everybody.
Right.
You'll pick a few, maybe. I mean, should people wait to hear from you?
Yeah, I really want to live with the music,
okay.
too. Like, I want to get it and, you know, listen to it.
I wish I had a CD to give you to take home. All right. Okay. Good. Okay, so message him. That's very nice of you. And let's see what happens. Last question. What can the people here do to make their music more marketable generally and also specifically to people like you? What's going to make it?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I kind of touched on that, maybe not with everybody, but anything that I felt could be punched up, I kind of tried to. Like I said, I think whoever I was talking to about it left. I remember what I was saying about making sure that everything sounds like a finished product.
Mm-hmm.
It was the attorney.
Okay,
it was the attorney. Yeah, I was telling him. Like, you've got to feel confident about it. And you've got to feel like it's competitive with everything else out there.
Okay.
Because I think, like I said, Dr. Luke is doing that. Red One is doing that. Timberland is doing that. And they're already at the top. And they're doing their checks and balances. So as new, you know, I mean, a lot of you also are accomplished already. But I'm saying just for all of us to kick down more doors and get in more places, we just have to really make sure that we're putting our best foot forward and putting our best product out there, you know, to get noticed.
Best. Okay.
Yeah, it's basically finished. It's basically
as finished as possible.
As finished
as
you can possibly make.
Yeah.
Finished as possible.
Exactly.
Do the work.
Yep.
Do the work. I'm gonna make good quote. Okay.
I love your comments about drums or even keys or synths or good quickly drums especially going out of fashion in a few months down the road.
And the more polished you have it too, remember it's less work for you later too. So I have some things like, let's just say, especially with some of the K-pop and J-pop stuff I work on, sometimes they'll love it so much, it's literally I literally zip the Pro Tools session, upload it, and I get paid, and it's done. You know, because I've already done the work. I don't have to do all this additional work to it because it's already close to where it needs to be.
Okay.
So that's the other benefit of getting it that close. Then you're not killing yourself later, you know, having to, once somebody says, yeah, we like it, but then it's like, like you said, with revisions, you had stuff so close, the revisions were easy, you know, at that point.
Good. Let's have a huge round of applause for Damon.
Thank you for listening. Join NARIP now and come to an event near you. NARIP. Get connected, stay connected.